Hello.
You're late.
I am perfectly.
Very tardy. You're
I
getting bad
apologize.
habits from the Nerdy
Apologize.
Legion guys, man.
This was,
What were you
yes.
recording, Nerdy Legion? Were you on the comfy couch? Is that
There
what?
was.
You're
I
a
had
little
trouble
late.
getting off the couch.
You had trouble getting off.
It's afterwards.
They were tickling your taint, huh?
I don't know about that. What happens on the couch stays on the couch. That's what they told me. And
Oh.
the recording devices were just for show. The camera they
Do you have to put a mic in your ass to get all the sound effects?
they said the camera was not on. The video camera was not on. They said
Oh,
the flashing light in the.
they're actually probing your ass. It's like medical science over there.
The flashing light means it's not recording.
Did they find any polyps?
I'm waiting for my the scans.
Yeah.
They said this should come electronically.
That's nice that they provide free health services.
They're kind gentlemen.
Yeah. They check your prostate and everything.
Just touched my prostate like 10 minutes ago. I'm sure it's
Yeah.
the same.
They're milking it, milking the prostate. Oh, well. Well, you're here now.
Yeah,
You're
I had to. My problem was I couldn't remember my Skype password. Because I had to reinstall Skype and then I couldn't remember how to log in. But I figured it out.
Why'd you have to reinstall it?
Because I got a new hard drive for my
Oh, yeah,
laptop.
you got a new. I thought you got a new computer.
Nah, I just replaced the hard drive.
Oh. Man, you just the hard drive was probably as much as a new computer these days.
It's close. No,
Yeah.
actually, the price of hard drives is pretty
It's
ridiculously
pretty
cheap too.
cheap, yeah. So
I think
what was
I don't
wrong
remember.
with your hard drive? It crapped out. You
It crapped
lost.
out.
Did you
Yeah, it
lose
crapped
any
out.
data?
It wouldn't boot up anymore. Only a little bit. So it wouldn't boot up anymore. So I got a new hard drive and then I connected the old hard drive externally and it wouldn't read any data from it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh shit. So I found a program online that you put on a DVD and it boots to Linux, and then you can try to access your hard drive through Linux.
Yeah.
So I put my old hard drive back in and did that, and I was able to access it. So then I had to copy the data from the old hard drive to another external drive, and then back onto the new one. But
Ah.
it worked. It was a pain in the ass, but it worked. So
Interesting.
thank goodness for Linux that saved the day.
Do you have a Linux operating system?
No, it just ran it off the DVD.
Oh.
It just loaded it from the DVD into memory. That's the nice thing about Linux, it's so small.
Allows you to hack the Windows operating system and
It totally ignored it. It
steal
totally
data
ignored.
off of a secure system.
That's what I was thinking, I'm like, you know what? I can just use this CD on any machine.
Copy over the old hard disk and
Yep, so I'm going to be borrowing a lot of laptops at Heroes.
blackmail.
That's right.
Hey, can I tap into your laptop?
Hey, I just need to borrow your laptop for a second.
I just want to put this Linux CD in there real
I don't even
quick.
I don't need your password.
Yeah, I don't need your password. Who needs that?
I just want to take a look at it.
What year is your computer?
I don't
Laptop? I mean, have you had it for more than a decade?
Not no more than it's probably about 6 years old.
How did you get the OS on there?
I had a disk.
Oh, but then you have to do all the updates.
Yeah, I had to do 1,000 updates.
What Windows OS are you on?
I believe Windows 7.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, Windows 7.
I'm
That's what
surprised you were able to recover that much because I thought Windows 7 was going off the off support list, and you had to go to Windows 10.
No, they don't provide support support for it anymore, but they still provide updates.
Oh yeah, so we could inject viruses into your computer quicker.
Well, I think they were going, this is very exciting talk. They were going to stop updates for it, but they realized that there's a lot of customers, like important customers, that are still using Windows 7, so they have to keep, they can
Ah.
stop doing the they stop doing online support for it or phone support for it, but they have to keep providing the
Yeah.
security updates or else they'll be in big trouble.
Just got an Amber Alert. Did
Uh-oh.
you hear that? Dee dee.
I did hear it.
Yeah. Broadcast to everybody in the area if something happens.
Yeah, I get that too.
It's either that or a tornado. It's good that they do that though, because if they have a description of a vehicle or something you could look out for, they usually find, I think it's pretty effective.
Looking at something. Yeah, I think it's definitely a good system. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I clicked on something on my computer. I thought
Did it recover my redtube.com? My porn. My favorite links.
lost some of the links. I got them back though.
Yeah. Thanks
How do I
to
lose the sounds?
Linux. Thanks to Linux. You don't
Yeah,
have to
Linux
miss a
saved the
day.
day. Now I'm excellent. Now I can put that on my resume.
Well,
Linux.
they have the, if you have a fairly current drive, they have those devices that you could USB it, or you know, attach, take out the hard drive off your laptop. I mean, and just
Did that.
plug it in and
I tried
recover
that. It
it.
didn't work.
Oh.
Yeah, I had one of those external things where you just plug it in, but it didn't work for some reason. I
Oh,
would not recognize it. Or
that's
said,
the
there's a problem with this connection. There's a problem with this device. Or Windows cannot recognize it or something like that.
Oh. But the Linux thing worked, huh? I'll be
Linux
damned.
found it. They don't give a shit. They're just like.
That a cat or a baby? Do you
That's a
have
cat
another
baby.
kid?
Baby, stop it, baby. A cat annoying me.
Need to feed it a cracker or
I
something,
gave you a
maybe.
cracker this morning. I gave you one kitty treat this morning.
You're
You'll get
tight with
another
those
one.
treats. That's why everybody's so skinny, huh? It's like you only get one treat. That I should go on the Bill Bulmer diet. I get one cracker every hour, one little Cheez-It.
What I tell my kids though.
Yeah.
Say if you're gonna have some chips, don't take the whole bag of chips.
Just eat one chip.
Put a few put two or three chips in a bowl
Two or three chips.
then have those. Because if you take the whole
Why
bag, you're
would
gonna
we,
eat the whole
Mike?
bag.
How did you lose weight so quickly? I went on the Bill Bulmer diet. I only had 12 Cheez-It crackers today.
Cheez it's a today.
One on the hour. It works.
There we go. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I wiggled my USB in it. Flaked out.
Ah.
So I need to get new USB ports for this machine.
You add up all the cost and you're like,
Yeah,
wow,
by the
this is the
time I'm
cost
done.
of got a new laptop.
Time I'm done. But the hard drive, I think it was only like, I don't know how much it was. 50 or 60, something like
Yeah.
that. For like a terabyte.
But about 8 hours of your time.
Took a lot of time.
That's
It
what I'm
did.
saying.
But if even if I got a new one, I would have still had the
No, but
trouble
if you put your salary in there and you add it up,
of.
how much time it took you to do that, it's probably the price of a laptop. Unless your time isn't that valuable.
Depends, yeah.
For me, it's extremely valuable. The
I
weekend
was
seems to
charging.
go so fast, it's like I don't even get to recoup by Monday.
Sure you do.
No.
not quite enough downtime.
It's not quite enough. I'm getting too old. I'm getting too old at this pace.
I think that there should be 3 day weekends and 4 days of work a week.
In reality, my Friday is all overtime, so I really could do that. Hit my 40 on Thursday. So I just can't do that. I'm just too busy. I can't take that down day or I suffer later. I'll be crying.
Yeah. Sounds like you need more resources on your project.
Or a manager. Or I need to be a manager where I just go in and say, go do this.
Tell people what to do.
Here's your deadline. I'll be over here lying on the beach.
Yep, you get them in and you say, are there any, what are those things
Not
called?
in our case. Our managers work pretty hard. They have to do a lot of shit. It's like you have to do a job like technical, and your HR stuff is just overtime.
And then you also have all the management side of it too.
That's what I'm
Like,
saying. All that
well, I
stuff
mean,
is just expected, so you have to work a regular job plus have all that stuff.
yeah.
You just
And you have
don't
to,
get
oh.
put on the front line. That's the only advantage.
I was gonna
You're not.
say, but you have to do all the political stuff that we get to avoid. There's a
Yeah.
lot of that.
Yeah. It's a different kind of worry. Plus, you have people under you.
Yep, people you have to worry about.
You have good people and you have bad people. It all balances off. Right, so we got a lot of comic books to talk about.
Yes, welcome to the Geek Brunch Podcast,
Yeah, so we talked
2018.
how to hack a Windows operating system with a Linux CD.
I didn't. You didn't hear it here. No one heard me say that. No one heard it.
What'd you do your taxes?
I did do my taxes.
Oh,
I
good. You're
did them
not
in
gonna go to jail.
Linux.
You did them in Linux.
Yeah, I did them earlier in the month.
Yeah, that's about when we did it. Did you get a refund?
I've gotten this. Federal, but not the state.
Yeah, that's same with us.
And then, like 2 nights ago, my wife Melanie says to me, "Hey, did you ever submit the state t taxes?" And I
And you're
went,
like, "Whoops."
I said, "I remember I did them and I saved them
But
because it
you
was
don't remember
late at
hitting
night.
the
And then the
submit
next day, I was
button.
going to review it and then submit it,
Oh,
but I
is it
can't remember if I reviewed it and submitted it."
the TurboTax one? Is that what you use?
Yeah, I use that. Yeah. Well, I use that for the federal, then I
You're
use the.
probably, oh crap, I have to get my credit card so I could submit it because the state isn't free. Well, at least in our state, it's not.
Yeah, I just do the state versus via the state site, which I don't like, so I'm gonna.
We
So I
just
heard. Here,
pay that
this
extra
is very
fee.
interesting
Tax
tech talk
talk.
here on Geekfront Podcast.
Well, it could lead to like a refund, which could buy you some extra
Yeah,
comics.
putting money in your pocket. I
Yeah.
heard that if you get TurboTax at like Costco or something,
Yeah.
that it includes the state.
Oh, it includes the state. It's just the submission. It's
Yeah,
you
I
mean
heard.
the deluxe? It'll actually include the payment of the submission.
That's what I heard.
Oh,
That's
that's
what I
interesting because we have a
through the
Costco
grapevine.
membership. I'll have to tell Barb that.
Yeah, I'm
Unless
gonna look into
you're
that
full
next.
of shit.
That's what I heard through the grapevine.
From your
Through tr
Linux from li
trusted, yeah,
linuxhackers.com.
a trusted source on redhat.com.org. Not dot com, org. I don't think they
Hey,
use dot com.
there you go.
That's for the man. So that's what I heard. That's my tip, my unsubstantiated tip of the day. But that would be easier because I much prefer the TurboTax UI to
Just
the
have it embedded in there, yeah.
state one's horrible. TurboTax is so nice. They just ask you a question. Yes, no, yes, no.
Yeah, that's what we do. We just submit it, but we pay that fee to submit.
Yeah, to do the state. That's probably
Yeah.
worth it. Because if I include the hours I put into doing the state, probably not worth my time. But no, I wanted to do it the next day because I did it. And like at the end of the day, when you're done doing your taxes, your brain's like fried. So I wanted to review it with a
Yeah.
fresh mind in the morning before I submitted it. Because then it's too late.
Yeah. Well, are you gonna spend that on comics? 'Cause you spend a lot of time on that tax machine. You get to buy some extra comics, I think.
True. What should I don't know what I'm gonna buy. Probably nothing. I'll probably go off to pay for stupid life. Stupid kids.
Right, well let's
Hey,
talk.
cat! Get down.
How
Dang
many
it, this
cats
cat.
do you have?
You're two cats.
And which one's giving you a hell today?
This is the boy. He's
Oh.
annoying. The girl is nice and calm and doesn't cause trouble, but the boy is a troublemaker.
Yeah.
He's constantly getting into trouble. He constantly wants attention. Constantly.
Why
Now he's
don't you give
crazy.
him attention? Just put him on your lap.
I thought you were going to say, why don't you give him away?
Give him away.
I don't know, I do give him attention. I can't give him attention 24/7.
Yeah, but you're just podcasting. You could put him in your lap and say, "Here, kitty, kitty."
I don't want to distract and take away from the podcast. People are paying good money to hear on Patreon to hear quality entertainment. They don't want to hear me petting my cat.
Yeah, that Patreon is really making us a lot of bank. I
They
never
don't want to
thought it
hear
would
me
be.
stroking a pussy on my lap. I couldn't resist.
Yeah, you couldn't. You couldn't. Just stroke it. The finger banging.
Can only stroke my pussy for so long.
Did you see that shit I posted? I can't believe it. That these people like on
The
opening day at
ballpark?
the ballparks. So there's this fad. Well, there was two scenes that were done at two different ballparks where the guy would put his hand down his girl's pants and just start going to town.
They're just like standing there, right?
Yeah, they're
Like
standing
in
there.
the refreshment
Yeah,
area.
it's a seventh inning stretch. You have to stand up.
Oh, is that when it's done?
I guess it'd take me out to the ballpark and get finger
Yeah, take me up
banged.
to the ball game.
Those guys' arms are all the way in there. I don't know if they're going around into the pussy or if it's going into the ass. I can't
Little
tell.
butt, just a butt job.
Well, it depends on which one I looked at. One of them was definitely the butt, because there's no way I could have reached it. The other guy, it was deep.
It was in there.
It was in there.
Buy me some peanuts
Peanuts
and
and crack,
finger
finger
banging.
banging.
I don't care if it's the front or
Back. Finger banging, man.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a new thing, I guess.
Yeah, I'll
Well,
try it.
baseball games are very boring, so.
Do you really think so? I mean, I know you don't like sports, but I find the baseball game to be really relaxing. Like,
I'm okay with baseball.
I decompress. Like, it's so much different though watching baseball like on the TV versus like a live game, you know?
Yeah. Well, you
I'd
get
rather
yeah, the
watch it
live game, you
live.
get the
But
environment.
you get the environment, the atmosphere, and you get to get beer and hot dogs and bendy
Sunlight,
sunlight.
chair.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, I can appreciate it. I've
Yep.
enjoyed the games I've gone to.
I'm gonna title this finger banging.
You
Finger
can't.
banging.
That'll get banned. No one's gonna download finger banging. Well,
You
maybe a lot of
don't think
people
finger banging is a bad word?
for a comic book podcast.
What if you wrote a comic book called Finger Banging?
Finger banging. I should do that and just like submit a pitch to all the different publishers just to see what happens. But only a Boundless will take it.
They must have been behind on shipping stuff because I got my last shipment. I got two Boundless covers, 6 and 7 of the Lookers back
But
to
you get it
back.
weekly, right?
Weekly. Yeah, I get it weekly, but
So
two
they
of
ship two
the
in the same
s
week?
in the same week. Yeah.
Damn. Because sometimes I get two, but I get monthly, so I can see them doing two in a month
Yeah, if you got
if
one
they're
at the beginning
behind.
and one at the end,
Yeah,
yeah.
but two in a week, that's crazy.
They switched to UPS and I don't like it. I get it way late, like 2 days later than usual.
That sucks, especially.
FedEx was on top of shit, man. I just got it like clockwork. And I liked it too, because I'd get it on a weekend, a Saturday. So the other thing that was nice about it is if I wasn't home, I can redirect it. And that FedEx store is open 7 days a week, like till almost like 9 p.m. every day. Whereas the UPS store is open till like 6:30 Monday through Friday, and on Saturday it sucks. And I can't even route it to another site. All their hours are fucked up. Like, it's not FedEx hours. I like FedEx hours.
Yeah, that definitely hurts you.
It's good for a worker bee that works a long day to be able to have a FedEx.
But you just gotta, that gives you the opportunity to not work late one day.
Well, I don't. I leave early on Wednesday, or whenever I get it, which is
When you
like
get the
Tuesday.
notification, yeah.
I leave
Don't you want to,
at
though? Don't you get excited?
I leave at 6 instead of 7.
It's too late.
Yeah. So I leave at 6. I get there right before it closes, and then I get it. And there's two really young girls that work there. One of them's really, really small. And I'm like, I feel so bad because she goes and gets this 40-pound box. Like, I'm here to pick up a package. And she's like, oh no, it's this fucker again. Those boxes are heavy.
She
They're
sigh.
not even your standard small diamond boxes. They're like, I don't know, they're big.
How do you get that much in a week? I don't even get that much in a month.
Well, there's a lot of hardcovers, and there's a lot of
Yeah.
weekly comics.
And if you get one thing that's like oversized or oddly sized, then you go up to the next size box.
Yeah, and the last three I've had have had the I went in on those Batman Eagle Moss mini busts.
Oh, yeah. You'll get a weird box for sure.
Yeah. You get the peanuts instead of the
I
little
hate the
chemical.
peanuts.
Yeah, I don't like them either. But they
Especially.
work, they're effective.
They don't use compostable peanuts. I don't like that. I'm gonna write to
Hey,
them.
just out of curiosity, did you read everything we talked about that we were going to talk about?
I think I did.
Did you read the beef?
I did read the beef.
I was like, Bill's going to hate this shit.
I didn't hate the beef.
Well, I thought you would because of the animal
Because of all the
cruelty.
animal
My
killing,
God,
it is
man.
exposing the reality of the beef industry. I like
Well, you know what? I felt really uncomfortable because it was
it.
really racist. It was really, I mean, it was not
Well, those
everybody in the
guys
book
were,
was racist, but they were horribly racist.
yeah, those two guys are
They were fucked up.
awful.
But I was like, this is an enjoyable story. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but it's very enjoyable. And it was written good and had some shaky cane art, I think, that went with the story, even though I don't care for his art.
Yeah, he's definitely, well, He has a unique style, so when he's on a book, you know what you're gonna get for sure.
Yeah.
Should we dive into that?
Let's dive into it because
All
I
right,
didn't
the
think you would
beef.
like I didn't think you like it because it was really hardcore on the animal cruelty. I mean it like even depicting the scenes where they would stick that device on the cow's head, you know? I even felt bad for eating meat after that fucking thing.
Oh, I can't find my beef.
Where's
Oh,
the
there it is.
beef?
I found the beef. Where's the beef? That's a good 80s reference, Mike.
Yeah.
I need to turn a light on in here. It's so dark. It's like
Open a
after.
win open a window.
Oh, open a window.
How about that? Natural light.
Yeah. Well. All
Are
right, I'm
you...
getting up. I'm walking. Oh!
There goes the computer. The cord didn't last that long.
Yes, do not fall.
And your cat says,
It's like, hey, you're standing. Now you gotta pay attention to me. Oh, I can't reach it. I need wireless. There we go. Beautiful natural lights. Whew. Oh, that's too much light. I can't see. I've gone from darkness to light, like a vampire. It's
Yeah.
burning skin. All right, the beef by
Richard
Richard
Starkings,
Starkings.
who's known for Elephant Man
Yeah,
and
of Elephant Man
Hip
fame.
Flask. And he's a letterer, right? He does that letter program.
Yeah, he owns one of the font companies,
Yeah.
which I can't remember which one his is. It's the big one. It's one of the two big ones. And Tyler Shainline, whose name I've heard, but I don't know what he's done, with art by Shaky Kane. So this one is cool because it starts out jumping between the past and the present. So you're getting the story of this kid named Chuck in his current day position, working in the slaughterhouse, killing cows, and then him as a young man growing up in the same town.
Well, the interesting thing, though, is it says that he had to go to work early because his father died there. Like his father did the same thing. And
Yeah.
later on, the boss is like, "Fuck this guy. His father fucked up in the meat grinder, and now he screwed up his arm." And so they've had a accident-prone history at this meat factory.
But I don't think Chuck has hurt himself yet, has he?
No, he did hurt his arm, I thought.
Don't remember that. I know the father hurt his arm.
Oh, maybe I read it wrong.
Yeah, because the father, well, first he chopped off
Oh,
his
yeah, because he's
hands.
at the restaurant and he's fully functional.
Yeah,
'Cause he was
I think
gonna
the.
fight those dudes.
Yeah. So it starts off in the past. The kid, Chuck, is hanging out with a couple of his friends outside the slaughterhouse, and one of his friends brings back hamburgers and fries from a place called The Beef. And he did it in under 30 minutes, so they had a bet, like if he did it in under 30 minutes, that he would get like a what, baseball card or
Yeah,
something.
it was a baseball card, and it was really interesting though how they even talked about like a comic shop there. They were like, "Well,
Oh yeah.
that guy takes all the good cards out and then uses a hairdryer to reseal
We
the
sealed
cards, the packages."
the So that's why he has all the good cards in the
Yeah, in the display
display.
case. I wonder if anybody does that. That's so wrong. I know my shop will just tear open the packages and hope that like they'll get a good card. He opens up a few just to so he
Oh,
could
just
sell the one.
yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, that's legit. But he doesn't,
Yeah.
yeah, he's not going to reseal the package
No, he
and
doesn't reseal the package, that's for sure.
It just depends if you're straight-laced or shady.
Yeah, it just seems crooked.
It is. It's horrible. You got these kids coming in hoping they're going to get something good, and you're just smiling because you already got the good stuff out of it. You're an asshole. You're an asshole. That's for sure.
Yeah. The part where that cuts to the kids though, well, I guess it switches to the then. I get confused because it goes then, now, then, now, then, now. So when it's then, is that kid the adult?
Yeah, the
So it's
Chuck is
flashing back to
the
Chuck, his.
Yeah,
Okay.
so after Chuck gets his baseball cards, these two bullies come over and give him a hard time and punch him and grind his face into the ground.
You know what? Could I just tell you something? I miss that a lot. I miss the then and the now a lot. I don't know why it is, but I
What do you
do.
mean you miss it?
Well, I got a little confused in this
Oh,
story.
confused, going back and
I
forth.
just miss it sometimes. And then I'm like, is this his kid's kid? But now it makes a little more sense because I couldn't grasp that the bully was younger here and then he got older. Do you
Oh,
know what
then
I
he got
mean?
old. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, why is he picking on the father? So I was a little confused, but that's just because I guess I didn't read the
You
then
didn't
and
pay
nows.
attention to, and
Yeah.
that's only in the first few pages. Because after that, it just jumps to the present. It's like
Yeah.
when they're in the restaurant. It's interesting because in the then, or no, on the now, no, I'm confused. On the now pages, they're explaining like the process of killing the cows and a little bit about the meat industry.
Yeah, it's like the captive bolt gun is the device that stuns the cows before slaughter. I guess I didn't feel too bad because I went and had a hamburger after this.
Made you hungry.
Yeah, I ate a smothered green chili hamburger with a milkshake, so that's a double cow thing.
You're getting the cow from all
All
ends.
angles, man. It's like. And I almost ate like two malt shakes because they got Barb's order wrong, so we had a strawberry malt, an extra one. I got a cherry malt because I love the cherry malt.
I've never had a cherry malt, but I don't like cherry. I like that strawberry malt, though. I never had a strawberry malt.
Oh man, you th I think you would like this cherry malt. Do you not like a
No.
cherry?
I like real cherries, but I don't like cherry flavor.
I think you'd like this. I'd be shocked if you didn't.
Don't think I'd like it. Where are you getting these malts from?
Well, you don't
Sounds
like
good.
cowtail. It was one of those like 50s diners. It's called Gunther Tooties. It's like where the waitresses dress up in like the 50 waitress outfit and they have like a 57 Chevy in the middle of the car, old paraphernalia everywhere.
I'm surprised you don't eat there every day. Waitresses in 50s outfits.
Yeah, it was a good meal. It was we got like 2 inches of snow yesterday, so I was like, I feel like green chili. So I knew I was either gonna get a green chili burger like smothered, or I was gonna go to a Mexican restaurant and get a bowl of chili.
It's your cold weather go-to?
Yeah.
So you still have the snow, or is it melted by now?
There's still some on the deck because of the way the sun moves around, but our grass is all melted already. It was a very wet snow too. It was very wet.
Yeah, we've had a strange winter too, because we had snow on Monday, I think it was, but then it was gone in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Now it's in the 50s.
But
Who knows? Next week it could snow again.
When I read this, I was like, I don't know, because I know you don't eat meat because of the animal cruelty. So I was like, I wonder how Bill's gonna take this because of
Just
the
to
descri-
witness all the animal cruelty.
Well, it was way more descriptive than than I needed it to be for me personally. Because I couldn't do it. Like the guy is desensitized to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like
didn't they
he
say they
doesn't even.
killed like 20,000
Yeah.
cows in his career? Yeah, that's hardcore, man. You gotta just be dead to the reality of what you're doing, I guess.
But those three boys, it was interesting because one of them, I almost kind of felt bad because this, I was like, this is me and Daryl making fun of the third friend. This is making fun of Bill here. Do you know how they have the one guy who just had the fries and he's just
Yeah,
like,
they're making fun of
he's like, it's blood and death. It's what it is. And I was like, God damn, this is me and Daryl picking on Bill and Chris.
Yep. And me and Chris sitting there eating our fries.
Yeah. Daryl's the one that's saying, shut up and eat your pussy ass fries, Gandhi.
Damn it, Daryl.
Like
Blood,
how he
death,
says,
what it
it's a
is.
cow pie. There's maybe 20 cows in this one patty alone. Chuck is your he like he's like he's telling the kid that hey this this cow patty had 20 cows in it. I'm eating it right in front of you.
That is definitely a Daryl thing.
Yeah.
You're like, here, look at all the dead cows in there. I count at least 20 cows in there.
There's some good dialogue between this. It's so realistic.
Yeah, but I think that given that it's written by Richard Starkings, you got some, he's a pretty experienced writer, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. They definitely did. So then, it jumps to the, or the future story continues, and you see the main, that Chuck dude who was a kid is now an adult, and he's eating at the beef, of course. And the two bullies come in, now grown up.
It's pretty interesting because they keep talking about these excitotoxins.
Excitotoxins.
And then it's like fat-free amino acids. Like he has a shake there or
That was
something.
funny. That was
Yeah.
funny.
He
Yep, fat-free amino acids.
consumes high levels of amino acids known to cause severe central nervous system distress and brain damage. So that's me and Daryl right there. But this gets really racist, like into the political climate
Well,
about
definitely, yeah,
having
the
like
two
a
bully guys
Hispanic culture and they're like sexually picking
harass,
on,
yeah, they're harassing
harassing the
the,
guy's daughter.
yeah,
They're assholes, man.
clearly. Can't wait to see them.
Shaky Kane did a really good job though of morphing the asshole guy, like here's him as a kid, and here's him as an
That
adult.
was not.
You know what I mean? It looks like him. Like he's very consistent with that character.
Yeah, you can definitely tell the characters from old to young. Yeah, I like this.
And then they
And
have
then
that mad cow incident at the end where it starts chasing the guy's daughter. And
that's because they.
all they can talk about are her breasts real because of the way they bounce when she's running.
That's so they want to get her to run. They stab a cow in the butt to
Yeah.
make it run, and it
They
starts
caused
chasing the girl.
they caused it and then they kill it by taking a shotgun and blowing its brains out. And then at the end, it's like all those excitotoxins and amino acids turn the guy into some muscle mass or something. He looks like a character called the Beef.
Yeah, it turns into the beef.
You know, this was an uncomfortable book for me to read, but damn, it was pretty damn good. You know, I enjoyed it.
I did too, and it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here. But I liked it. I liked the story, and I also liked all the little stuff they put in there, like bits of dialogue or
Or
factoids
the
or
yeah the
whatever.
ca the captions and stuff, yeah, it was really good. Well, it was actually factoids of how to, what kind of gun they used to kill the cows and how it works and how they do it. I mean, it was crazy. Yeah, it was very interesting. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
I didn't give it anything yet.
What do you mean?
Haven't decided yet. I will give it, yeah, I think I'd give it a 4 out of 5 as well.
Better put that in your spreadsheet so you don't forget.
Putting it, I'm gonna do it right now. You okay?
Yeah, I was drinking water, believe it or not, and not something sweet, but it went down the wrong pipe.
That's because you don't want to.
I never have that problem with Coke or Dr. Pepper.
But you're trying to avoid the amino acids.
No, I just walked over and took a swig of my Dr. Pepper instead.
Excitoids.
So we just talked about the beef. We both liked it. I'm gonna pick one. I'll pick the next one.
Do it.
This is my favorite of the
Ooh.
bunch. And I didn't
Starting
think
at
it
the
would
top.
be because I had heard a lot of tweets and stuff about it. And I guess I was expecting these books came out the same week. One was Gideon's Song and one was or Gideon's Falls and one was Oblivion Song. So it was like the Kirkman versus Lemire week. And a lot of people treated it like that because a lot of the tweets had to do, "Man, I like Lemire's book way better than Kirkman's." And what's weird is I like Kirkman's better than Lemire's, even though they were both w well done. The Kirkman concept worked really awesome to me because it went into that, well, at least in my mind it did. The transference to me kind of was like the rapture. Like some
Yeah, it
kind of
kind of
rapture
is.
event where all these people just get zapped. And I got sucked into like Strange Girl for the same reason, which is Rick Remender. When the rapture happened, Strange Girl was one of the only people in her family that got stuck behind in this like post-apocalyptic world. And here it's really interesting because a corporation has developed a technology to actually go where they were transferred to. And this guy is really searching for his brother as his main motivation, but he goes in there to save people and then zap them back out and bring them back. And they have a lot, like this huge wall, like a remembrance wall of all the victims that were taken. And he goes and scratches out names when he recovers them, which I really thought it was a cool idea. And he's starting to not bring back as many people as he was before, so his funding is drying out.
Yeah, it seemed like they had a strategy at first that was working, but then they stopped finding people. So they lost all their funding, but he hasn't given up.
Yeah.
So his strategy now is to go there and spend like a lot of time there and actual search for people, spend time searching for people.
I really dug it. Like, I really, really dug it. Like, even the monsters that were there, it was very much like the fog. Or not the fog. What was the Stephen King one? Was it the fog?
The mist.
The mist. It reminded me of just like warped creatures like you see in the mist. And there was like a. I dug the opening scene because there's not much dialogue, but it's done really well because.
Yeah, him running from the
Yeah,
monster.
it's a husband and wife like running for their lives, and this monster's chasing them. And you're like, why is this dude shooting them?
Yeah, there's like a
Like,
snipe, unknown sniper shooting
yeah,
them.
he's like sniping them, and then they vanish. It's like the needle goes into their body, and then they vanish. And what they're doing is that they're getting back put back on Earth or wherever they're at. And he saved the woman and the guy, the husband and wife, in that opening scene, and then almost gets killed himself because his little belt buckle device, which
His
allows him
transporter
to
stops
transport,
working.
stops working, and he has to take one of his bullets, which is one of those needles, and then jab it into his, in his body so he can get back. I just thought the like it was very cinematic to me. Like when I read a good comic and it, I could like picture it, the sequential art to be like moving. Do you know what I mean? Like it just flowed so well.
Yeah, I liked it as well. I think it's an interesting concept. I think that he did a really good job setting everything up. You understand the character, you kind of understand the world. But I thought he also did a good job of there's a the twist at the end is interesting, but I think that it kind of I don't know, it kind of invites you to try and figure out like where the story is going in the future, because at some point, so there's a group of people on the other side. Eventually, they're gonna meet with them, and everything will get resolved. But then it's gonna be interesting to see kind of where he goes from that. So once that's resolved, like what's gonna happen to the story when you have, I imagine they're gonna delve more into what this other dimension is and how this all came to be.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to actually. I really liked it too. I thought it
And the
was very
art
well
was
done.
good. The art by Lorenzo Del Felici. It was really good.
Was interesting because it's kind of more a cartoonish style, like a bit of a looser style.
I didn't find it cartoonish. I wouldn't describe it like that.
That's how I
It
describe
was.
I don't mean like Cartoon Network style.
I know, but when I see cartoonish, I don't. I would say Shaky Kane is more cartoonish than Oblivion Song, in my mind of definition of art. This one has like a realistic sense to it, like a Leonard Kirk or somebody to me.
Yeah, like a more cartoonishy
But I really dug it. I don't know why it just flowed well. It was like probably like the third or fourth book I read that morning, 'cause we're talking about like what to read, and I was like, you know what? I really want to read Oblivion Song and Gideon's Fall because of what I saw in the tweets, and I wanted
Yeah.
to see how
How
they
they
worked for
compared.
me.
Now, to go back to that, understand that they were compared because if they did come out on the same week, certainly that would be a reason to compare them. And also, they're by two big name writers. But the two books are completely different in terms of genre.
Yeah, one to me is more post-apocalyptic sci-fi,
Yeah,
and
Oblivion
the
Song's a sci-fi. And Gideon's Fall is more, it's almost a
horror.
horror, yeah, supernatural or horror. So I don't think it's really fair to compare them apples to apples.
Yeah, I just think they compared it because it was Image and two big Image creators coming out the same week, you know? I don't think it was because of the type of story.
Yeah. Right, because Oblivion Song is more exciting and in your face.
For me it was,
Gideon's
and
Fall is quieter and creepier.
this could be like those tweets influenced my enjoyment because I guess when I read Oblivion Song, I had lower expectations based on what people said. And when I read Gideon Falls, I had higher
Higher
expectations.
expectations.
So it did an inverse effect on me. But
I could see that, but
one of them, both of them had religion in it, which you know I like. Both of them had religious concepts. This one had the rapture, and Gideon Falls has okay, this convent, I mean this church lost its priest, and some other priest has to go replace him unwillingly.
I was trying to, I guess the only thing that referenced kind of religion in Oblivion Song is there was like a street preacher type guy at the Wall of Names, who he was saying that it's hell and they shouldn't be bringing people back because
Right.
they left for a purpose and now it's wrong to bring them back to this real world.
It's like an inverse rapture, though, if you think of it like in the biblical sense.
Yeah, people were raptured to hell instead of to
Yeah, it's the opposite. But
heaven.
we don't know that yet, 'cause we don't really know a lot about that other world. Or we don't we I mean
Or the people who were
the journey should
taken.
be fun because there's like a lot of questions. Like, we don't know much. All we
Right,
know
why
is
is it
this one. Yeah,
happening?
why is it happening? What's the motivation? We know why the guy goes back to rescue people. We know
We
about the
also,
technology that allows it.
yeah, we don't know if the people who come back, if they've been affected by the other side.
Well, that was interesting too, because they're like, don't touch that girl's fingernails because you don't know what she had underneath them if she
Oh,
scratched
what
you.
bacteria? Yeah.
Because she scratched the other scientist who had been brought back earlier, and he does sort of have like a flip out scene where he like gets real angry. And like, where did that come from, you know? Like, where did his emotion change, like just on the dime, you know? Why did it change? What was he when he scratched? Did it mess him up?
Yeah, is he infected?
But do you see those like little blotches? They're like green blotches or lime blotches that exist on those people. What the fuck are those? Do you see him like on his brother?
Have to look.
Look at the last
Oh
three
yeah, like on
characters.
their clothes, yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. They're infected by something. Yeah, I didn't notice that. But
Yeah.
that's also like in the world, like you see those green,
Yeah, they're everywhere.
so like a fungus or something.
Well, it reminded me of like that weird the weird shit that was in Centipede. Like they would have those little mushrooms that were everywhere. That's what this reminded me of. Like what is this and why is it growing on people? Because do you if you, the thing that makes this really interesting, and it maybe it's just a subtle detail that I'm reading too much into it, but if you look at the husband and wife, they do not have any green blotches on them.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And then if you look at the end, those three characters that are there, they have those blotches on their arms and their clothing and everything.
But that doesn't really make sense, though, because weren't the to spoil it, weren't the husband and wife with those other people at the end? Because they're saying like they got captured or whatever. So I think that they were with them, so I don't know why they wouldn't have those things as well.
Well, they said the Crenshaw plan failed. They wanted those two husband and wife to go to Earth and do something. Like it was a trap for them. They set a trap.
Right.
But are you saying that the husband and wife there are with them like other beings that are with the brother? Is that the
Hey, I thought
same
the husband.
characters?
That's what I think that's what they were implying, that the husband and wife were with the brother.
They look like each other except for the husband is definitely not as bearded as these two. I think these are just two new individuals.
Could be. To where the Crenshaws? No, Thomas and Patricia Crenshaw.
Yeah, they're the ones at the beginning, but they're not the ones at the end, are they?
No, what I'm saying though is that the husband and wife were part of that team of the
Yeah,
people at the end.
yes,
So
yes.
why do some of them have those dots but not the Crenshaws, unless the Crenshaws somehow removed them.
Because maybe they still had their humanity and they're used like as slaves. Like, you go do this stuff for us, and it backfired.
Guess that could be.
Maybe they saw their families and they just said, let's get back to normal.
Well, yeah, because once you, if you have someone under your control and then you send them off to do a mission for you back where they came from, there's a likelihood that they're gonna turn on you and rejoin their old group. But are they really? That's another interesting thing, right? Because what if the Crenshaws, it seems like the Crenshaws have abandoned the other side, but what
But
if
maybe
they're,
they haven't.
and maybe they haven't.
Or maybe they had that stuff on them and they like cleaned it, but she's got it underneath her fingernails.
Yeah, they're
So
still
she's
infected.
infected the other side.
Yeah.
So it could be a lot of stuff going on in
So
there.
they're gonna try and bring the other side over, maybe.
It could be.
Ooh, merge the worlds.
It's a very, very interesting concept. And then the guys dating the that's another interesting relationship concept is the guy's dating the woman that's kind of like an assistant at the place that's funding him.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what her exact role was.
I don't know what her role was, but she was like the as he came into the company, she's like, oh, you're not gonna be happy that, you're coming in to talk to the financers, and she kind of gave
Yeah.
him a warning.
And doesn't he like try and kiss her and she's like, not here.
Yeah, not here. And then she gives him like the crap later on because but I think it's the truth is she tells him, you're really your motivation for this is to find your brother because you feel guilty about how you left things.
Yeah, she's like, no matter what you say, you know that's really what's motivating you. But although it is, he's also,
Saving
that's not,
lives.
well, not only that, but he stops and gets like a dental print from the one skull, the dead guy that he finds.
I
So
think that.
he does care about the, because he wants to, I assume, bring closure to the family back home.
Well, actually, I read that as different.
Interesting.
I am sorry, but I did. I actually thought that body was so decomposed that he grabbed the tooth to see if it was his brother. That's what
Oh,
I
check the
thought.
print to see if it was brother. I guess that could be too.
I mean, if that body just looks so decomposed, it's like looking almost at a skeleton. Like you don't know what it was. So if he has the tooth, he could say, "Is this my brother?" But
That's true. So
you could be right. You could be right.
maybe,
I don't
yeah,
know.
maybe he's not as altruistic as I assumed.
That's what makes the good story is you could discuss these things and see how it pans out.
True, because when he comes up to the next dead body, he's wondering if it's his brother.
Yeah.
Now, I don't, the one thing I didn't really understand is, so he finds a dead body that's like buried, and then he gets a car door and like puts it near the body, and then he leaves.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't understand that either. It's like he's trying to protect the body.
Was he like marking it or something? Unless I
Well,
didn't.
this is what I guess. He wants to know if that's his brother, and he's gonna bring his brother back if it's his corpse. That's what I thought. So he's like protecting his brother from further decomposition. Or I don't know if
Okay, so
those
he's just
I don't know if
protect any.
those monsters will eat. More of it. I don't know how this world works. It seems like
Well,
they're
he.
like en they sap energy is what it looks like to me, or they just like it's like a vampire. It sucks your soul out. That's what it looks like, and just leaves you drained. I don't know if you get into the religious part of it. If it is that, it could suck your soul out and drain you. If it's not religious, then it could be more like a vampire where it just decomposes your body. I don't know. Or maybe time goes by differently there. Who knows? There's a lot of questions. But it's good. I really dug it. Like,
I guess,
I love when
yeah.
I can get into a book like that just hits me on like my mind goes into this mode where I'm like seeing the stuff move. Like it felt very cinematic to me. I don't know why. It just felt like I was watching a really good movie or TV show.
Yeah.
And I got sucked in. The
Yeah, and
same
that.
thing happened to me with I was reading a Bruce Jones Man Bat. And Bruce Jones is known for his horror writing more than anything. And I've really enjoyed like Bruce Jones's like Hulk run with the Mr. Green and the Mr. Blue, and I love that stuff. And the covers are phenomenal. I really dug that Hulk run. When he came to DC, I had mixed feelings. Like I didn't like what he did with Checkmate, but I liked some of his other stuff. So I don't know. Like his Warlord, I felt really weird because he was changing stuff that I love. But after I read it, I was like, "Oh, this is really working for me." But there's this scene in Man Bat that I had the same feeling of horror and like just drama where in Bruce Jones's world, Man Bat has kind of lost his ability. Like he's turning into a monster, or at least he believes he is. And there's a lot of murders happening in the around town. But this mother tells this his her daughter, "You know, you haven't been doing your chores," and she's pissed. She's like, "You just goof around all day. I need you to go milk the cow and bring in some milk." And it's like really dark. It's really dark. And she goes, "Okay, I'm gonna go milk." And she knows there's these murders have been going on. She goes to milk the cow, and she's getting it, and she hears weird sounds and stuff. And the next thing you see, she's like banging on the door, and she's like, "Mom, Mom, let me in, please, please." You know, like it's like the sense of horror, like she's gonna get killed. And the mother's like thinking, "You're full of shit. You just go do your chores, go milk the cow, go do your job." And then all of a sudden, these two bat legs come in and take the mom. They just come in crashing from the side of the house and just swoop in and take the mom away while the girl lives. It's so weird. But it's in my mind that played out like a good horror movie, just like when they were being chased in the beginning here. The artist just did a good job of sucking me in.
Yeah, I definitely I gave this one I gave Oblivion Song a 5 out of 5.
Yeah, that was a 5 out of 5 for me.
I quite enjoyed it.
Since I picked that one, I'll let you pick the next one.
Well, we might as well do Gideon's song, Gideon's Fall,
Falls.
since I call it Gideon's Song. Gideon's I mix them up. Gideon's Song and Oblivion Falls.
Yeah.
Because I was looking up Man Bat to see. I know I have the first issue of that.
Really, that's the one you want to read because it doesn't get better.
Okay.
I mean, I enjoyed it, but it gets convoluted. It goes from what I was really liking about it, like a real horror genre, into something that involves Hush and Black Mask and Murmur. And really, what I was liking is when it was just him losing his
Just the straight,
shit.
yeah,
Yeah, the
horror and
straight
man bat
horror
stuff.
aspect of it. So like issue one like clicked with me, like it was a 5 out of 5, and then after I read the other ones, they were not nearly as well done in my mind. But it's pretty dramatic on what happens in there if you're a Man Bat fan, because the thing I've always loved about Man Bat is Kirk Langstrom and Francine, his wife, like the relationship between the two. And something happens in there. It's pretty dramatic.
I'm looking for my Gideon Falls, but I'm not seeing it. Where is it?
Did you read it?
I did read it. I don't have it
Oh,
with me.
you did read it because we were talking about the priest. Yeah.
Yes, I did read it. So this is about a priest, an elderly priest is assigned to take over this small town where the old priest died, right?
Yeah.
And then there's some dude who's like constantly on the search for things. Like he feels compelled to collect things like nails and pieces of wood, and he's been collecting these things for years, it seems.
And then we find out that he's been institutionalized.
Yeah,
So
he's been in and out
he
of
just recently came
institutions.
out of an institution, and the doctor's telling him, "Hey, if you don't cut this out, I'm gonna bring you back in."
And then I'm trying to remember exact. It gets a little confusing.
Well, the priest comes unreluctantly. Like for some reason, he's like at a, what do they call it? It's not a convent. It's where priests go, and he's teaching at the seminary.
Yeah,
I think
seminary.
he's at a seminary. Seminary. I find that whole concept interesting too, like in religion, especially in the Catholic stuff, because they when they go there, they're not supposed to at least talk a lot. And we used to go fishing at this one place, and it was next to one of the seminaries. And I was very curious on like what, how things worked in a world where you didn't speak much when you were becoming a priest. But anyway, he was teaching there, and he's talking to one of the big church head honchos, and he's like, "I'm sending you to Gideon Falls." And he's like, "You know, I just came here to heal at the seminary, and I'm doing a good job of it. Why would you send me out to take over for this dead priest?" And he doesn't want to go. So he goes out there. He's welcomed by one lady that says, "Okay, let me show you a tour of this place and let me cook for you and do things." And the
Yeah, she's
priest is
the
kind of,
welcoming committee.
yeah, and it's just only one lady that welcomes him, really. And he's like, "You know what? I want to figure out things for myself," kind of attitude. You know, like I'll look around and I'll find stuff, but it's nice of you to offer all this food and everything. I really appreciate it. And he goes to bed, and he wakes up in the middle of the night and sees the dead priest, which looks like something out of The Exorcist, because he's like there with no eyes. He leads him out into the field, where he sees this barn, and this barn is pretty much the center of the story, I think. And I think it links the artifacts that are being found. The guy's collecting these artifacts, and they're
Right,
nails and boards from
they're
this
from
barn
this
that was
barn, yeah.
destroyed. Yeah. And it's like this devilish barn of some sort that the priest before him died maybe trying to figure out, but we don't know that yet. And he finds the dead body of the lady that welcomed him. She's
The
dead
welcome
in the
lady, yeah.
field. So there's a lot of stuff here. And what I really enjoyed, I think what I enjoyed more than the story that was being told, was the back matter. I found that back matter absolutely fascinating. I don't know if you read it or not.
I don't remember what was it. I think I did, but I don't remember what it was.
The back matter was about him, Jeff Lemire, and how he came
Oh,
up
it
with
was
this
his.
story. And he went to
Yeah.
film school and kind of dropped out. It's just fascinating, because he was like, I was doing this film stuff. I wanted to tell a good story. I found this barn in the middle of nowhere, and I started writing this story, and he never finished it. I just found it fascinating that he was using it. He didn't know what he wanted to do. I find when you're at the crossroads of making decisions about life, very interesting. Just flat out, like, do you make the right one? And in Jeff Lemire's case, I think he did.
You'll never
Because,
know.
well, he could have been a Steven Spielberg, who knows?
Yeah.
But he does talk about, like, I am
Now
an
he's stuck
introvert.
in comics.
Well, he says, "I am an introvert." I mean,
Right.
I think if you're
And
in that world, you have to be a go-getter if you're
a
gonna
lot of
succeed.
times when you're at a crossroads and make a decision, you're making it for It's where you get to the point where you got to be realistic. Like, is this really going to work for me? And is this the right path for me? Where in his case, he just figured that probably wouldn't be successful at his
Well, he didn't.
current path. So.
He knew like what path he had to take, like doing internships and being a gopher and getting coffee for people, and he was gonna do the Geoff Johns thing when he did stuff can't think of the Jeff Donner. He was an intern for Donner that made the first Superman film, and he didn't want to go through that because he said, "This is not me." And I just want to tell stories, and I found it interesting. Like I want to try to seek out his little comics. They seemed pretty interesting, and the way he drew it, you could see his style had morphed a little bit from. I think his earlier work had a more realistic tone to it than when he got to like Sweet Tooth and stuff.
I like that. I didn't realize that Lost Dogs was his very first thing. I actually have a I have a copy of that.
I do too.
Of his first of the
No,
first
Lost
printing.
Work, Lost Works, Lost Dogs was his first published work, I think. His first works was the one that he stapled together at Kinko's and put together
Oh yeah.
was Ashtray.
I don't have that.
So
I have the but Lost Dog, well, Lost Dogs, I think when he got a Xerx grant, he printed that himself.
yeah.
But I think it was reprinted though
But
by
it talks a
someone
lot
else.
about some interesting things, just like getting in with a comic shop and getting them to like sell his stuff just to get his work out there. And I don't know, there was a lot of meat and potatoes in the back matter that I really dug. It made
Yeah,
me like it
it
made
was
me like the
personal.
story more because I know where this barn came from and his ideas came from, and I don't know where he's going with it in the story, but it made it really interesting because he combined two of his earlier stories. He combined this weird guy that had something to do with this barn, and that was based on something that he actually saw. And then it's based on this other story that he had a priest in it, and he's like, "Well, why don't I combine some religion with it to make it work?" And then it talked about his relationship with the artist who worked with him on Green Arrow and Old Man Logan, and he's like, "God, I want to do something with him." And this guy has a very horror aspect of his artwork. And how they click well as a team, and I'd agree with it because I've read both of his works. And I look forward to it, to seeing where this goes. I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
I gave it a 4 out of 5 as well. And yeah, I wish I had a better idea of where it was going to go, because right now I have no idea, no earthly idea of where the story is going.
Sometimes that's okay, though. All
Yes. Sometimes. But sometimes you
right.
lose me after the first issue.
Well, I want to switch to a book that I want to discuss dramatically because
Ooh.
I did not get it. I did not get the
Right.
motivations of it, and
Let me try and figure out what it
I'm
is.
hoping you can
Oh, I bet you
flesh.
it's this one. I bet you it's
I
this
bet you can fle
one.
flesh out. Fle help me flesh out what the hell's going on with this.
Hang on,
So,
I got a boy.
okay, a boy.
My son wanted
Okay.
something. Oh, yes, I have a boy that I keep as my helper. Come here, boy.
You have to go get
You can
cheese
have
whiz or something.
you can have two crackers and one smear of
Cheese whiz.
cheese whiz. One squirt of canned cheese.
He's like, "Dad, what are you talking about?"
Or was that easy? One squirt of easy. Do they still make easy cheese?
I've never experienced easy cheese.
The aerosol cheese in a can in a.
I have done the cheese whiz.
It's easy cheese. It's like in a whipped cream container,
Yeah,
and it
that's
just
what cheese
sprays
whiz
cheese.
was.
Thought cheese whiz was in the contain like a can like a jar.
No,
Like a
cheese.
clear jar.
I
think
Cheese
you're
Whiz. I'm
look.
looking it up right now.
No.
Cheese Whiz can. No, it's got the spray.
Oh,
It
they're
isn't.
both.
Well, it comes in a jar and a spray. I was talking about the spray. They
Okay.
spray on crackers and stuff. Cheese Whiz is a processed cheese sauce or spread sold by Kraft Foods. It was developed by a team of food scientists.
Delicious.
1953.
1953.
I don't think this product exists anymore. I have not seen it on shelves. Have you?
I have not looked for it.
I haven't either. See, it says in some markets the product has been sold in a narrow jar, which you're talking about. And in others, it's sold as a spread. And that's
Yeah,
what I'm
spread.
talking about.
I'm
Well,
talking
the,
about the
no, the.
spread.
Well, that's what it says
That's what I'm
here
talking.
about the spray.
Spray and spread are two different things. All right, now I gotta look this up. Son of a bitch. I gotta look up I'm gonna look up easy cheese.
Just Google cheese with a Z and then whiz with a Z. Cheese, and there's no E after the Z.
Yeah, easy cheese. Easy Cheese is this aerosol spray. I guess they still make it. You can buy it on Amazon. Cheese. Oh, yeah, there is a. I've never seen the spray Cheese Whiz.
That's the one that they sold in our market in New Mexico, so I know about it.
We just have the jar, the
Maybe
glass jar.
we wanted more high-tech technology and we wanted to spray it on crackers. It's easier for kids to
Spray
just
than
spray
spread.
cheese than to pull out a jar and have to open the lid. And
But
then
we
get
had
a knife and then
the we had the
spread
cheese it
it.
was if you wanted to spread, but then the easy cheese if you wanted to spray. So you have two choices for aerosol cheese. Cheese Whiz and easy cheese. Amazing. What a world we live in.
How'd we get there?
Yes.
How did we
I
get
don't.
to Cheese Whiz? Oh, because your
Because
kid
my
was
son
asking
is
for help.
squeezing some cheese.
Yeah. Protein content zero, source of milk cow, texture thick sauce. What the world? No, oh, it's no longer exists. Oh no, that's the scientist died in 20. I thought it didn't exist. I saw the dates from 1915 to 2007, and I was like, okay, what? It's no longer sold, but it's Edwin Trissman who invented it. He's a food
Oh,
scientist.
the inventor of Cheese Whiz died, and I didn't even
In
notice.
2007.
Oh, he died many years ago.
I was podcasting in 2007, though.
Don't think we had the internet yet in 2007.
We did, because I
No,
was
we didn't.
podcasting at that.
You were
I started
Rocky
podcast.
Mountain Comic.
I
No way.
started in 2006, so I know the internet was around.
Congrats, you've been podcasting for 10 years. 12
Over
years.
10 years.
Did you get your 10-year award from the internet
No,
people?
they don't give a shit. Nobody listens, so I don't know I exist.
Didn't get your 10-year podcaster lifetime achievement award?
No, I didn't even get a watch. You think they'd send me a watch? Like Todd McFarlane, he goes into Marvel. Where's my watch? My grandfather at least got a watch. Where's my watch?
Got to demand these things if you want them.
Yeah.
No one's going to give it to you.
You gotta do everything for yourself in this world. That's
You
what
got to
I've
go
learned.
into the office of the head of the internet. Demand your watch. The head of the podcast division.
Or I'll break up and form my image podcast group. I'll say, fuck this shit. I want my image podcast group. So the book that I wanted to talk about was Cheese Whiz number one. I'm glad it led us there. I was really confused with this book. Come into me.
You were confused because you thought it was a spray, but they were talking about a spread.
Well, it has a weird, like, I don't understand this. Does this come from a previous book that they wrote for Black Mask?
I don't think so.
Oh, I want to talk about the cover and I want to talk about the paper. It's really freaking nice. Like, I read Breathless and I read this one,
The
and
cover paper.
I love the cover texture. And I love the paper that's inside of the book. It's not like that glossy paper. It's like a mat or
Yeah, it's like
some
a mat.
sort. And I love that. I love the mat. It makes the art better for me.
I like it too.
So that really stood out. I didn't know if
Yes.
the I didn't know if the
Kudos to Black Mass on their production.
I didn't
These
know if the dregs led into this, but the thing that,
are these the
oh,
dregs people?
yeah, the dregs people, the dregs writer and the writers, I guess they're like a Palmiotti and Gray or a Abnett and Lanning kind of team.
I would say I don't think it comes off of the dregs, but I never read the dregs.
Ah.
But I could see I could see it taking place maybe in the same world as the dregs.
I just, it seemed like something was missing here. Like,
Interesting.
I did not understand the motivation of why you'd want to go into a fat guy's body and share this experience. Like, I didn't understand the medical need for it or what the big deal was. And I was hoping you could maybe explain it to me because I can't grasp the motivation for the technology or why you'd want to do this.
Okay. Well, it seemed to me, and I'm trying to see.
The only thing I could see of is if you're fucking depressed, like, and your life is hell, and you want to get into somebody else's body that's not hell, or you want to experience what another person has experienced. So you sort of hook up this organic fucking alien brain that looks like it's got tentacles into the back of your neck, and you kind of share this experience.
Yeah, so basically, so the story is that this company led by this one dude came up with this technology that allows people to connect. You can connect two brains together. You plug th a thing into the back of your head, this mushy-looking, organic-looking thing.
It's definitely organic. It doesn't look technically like a machine. It looks like like they had some alien pod of something.
Yeah,
It,
so yeah, we don't know at this point where they got it from.
yeah.
Yeah, it does look like an alien creature that they're plugging into your body. And then it somehow allows the two minds to, well, it allows the two minds to come together, but it almost seems like one of them is in control of it and the other one is an observer almost.
Okay, you haven't said anything that I didn't understand yet. Like that's what I'm getting.
Yeah. So given that I didn't see any explicit mention of the use case for it, which I think, yeah, which I agree with you on. My assumption was that, well, the one thing they do show is when they are looking at the people who are going to go through with the procedure, it looks like they're almost like in a mental ward. They're like walking, like one guy is like pacing back and forth. And they look very depressed. So I think what I think what the intent is to take people who have mental problems, and to take people who have mental problems and hook them up to someone who, I don't know if it's a doctor or who they're going to hook them up to, but to treat people with mental problems from the inside.
To show that there's something else out there. That's the only thing I could grasp.
Yeah, and I don't know
It's
if
like a
it's.
form of healing for somebody that's already depressed or troubled or institutionalized or something. That's the
Yeah.
only use case I could see, but they didn't really do a good job other than show that in a
Of
couple of
explaining
pan.
it, yeah.
No, it was kind of showing it in a couple of panels that, they didn't even show like the test subjects other than they looked like they were mentally ill. I did not get the link that you did. Other than they're like pacing there aimlessly, they don't seem they don't seem like logical people. But they don't flat out tell you.
Well, the only thing they say is they say, so when the book opens, they're doing like a test of the technology in front of investors. So they're kind of doing a trial run in front of investors, and he's ex the main dude, the CEO, is like explaining it, and he says,
I
our
like.
inability. Okay, here he says, now we know that the mind is based on the brain, which, like all biology, is merely machinery. But what happens when the machine is damaged? It needs another one, another mind, another body to help repair it.
Yeah, so it
So
is what you're
somehow
saying.
connecting
It's like a
someone who is.
transference, somebody that is supposedly sane with somebody that needs help.
Right, and then putting their brains together will cause the changes in the damaged brain that will fix it.
And that I like how that scene opens up where that didn't work out the well.
Yeah, so the story starts. So they try the they do the trial and it goes poorly, and then he loses all his funding. So now he's kind of hemorrhaging money, and he still wants to he wants his company to be successful and wants his technology to be successful, but he doesn't have money. So along comes this woman who says that she wants to enroll herself in the trial. And they say, but she wants to do it just because she wants to experience what it's like to be in someone else's body. And she's like, you guys are looking at about this the wrong way. You should be telling it for entertainment, like, so that people can, it'd be cool to be like in someone else's body for a while.
Yeah, if you were like a cele, oh, I want to go into Tom Hanks's body. I
Or
want to
just
go into
like,
celebrity's body.
or you wanted to just be like in a sexy lady's body maybe or something, just to see what
Yeah.
it's like.
Can I
Or
get into
the opposite sex.
can I pay to get into Charlize Theron's body?
I
Can I just get in there?
just want to get right
Scarlett
in there.
Johansson, just hook me up to Scarlett Johansson for a bit.
Then, so he's like, no, we can't do this. This is serious medical technology. We can't, it's not for fun. Like, it's not for entertainment. And she's like, well, I have money. And he's like, okay. So he agrees to do it, but he's like, okay, we'll do it, but you have to do it with me. I have to be the person you're connected to, because I've done this many times and I know what I'm doing. So basically she connects to him and he kind of is leading her. So it seems like he's like in charge of his body still, and she's just kind of experiencing it along with them.
What do you think they're trying to depict when you get those like blurry faces and stuff?
Oh, and they're like remembering the stuff.
No,
I'm
like
not.
even in the opening scene, like when they're doing the surgery and it's going bad, he looks towards the people that are watching and their faces are just
Oh,
distorted.
yeah.
It's almost like a gas. I don't know what's going on. And then you see that same distortion effect later on, and I really don't understand what's going on with that. It's weird too because his past doesn't seem very good. Like he was isolated, he was medically in a room. He had like an asthma inhaler in one scene, and then when he's later on, it shows him when he connects to that woman's body, he looks like he's having sex with her in the past. It's very strange.
I don't think it's him having sex with her. I think that's her memory. Like he experienced her memories and she experiences his memories.
Oh.
But yeah, they imply that that's how he kind of came up with the technology, is that he spent so much time by himself that he was able to. And maybe that was his impetus for creating this. Maybe he hated his life so much and wanted to escape that this was his solution was, if I can connect to another person, then I can experience their life and escape my own life for a little while. But then again, then it's weird because it's like, well, should we spoil the ending?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to spoil the ending. So jump ahead. So the woman dies, but then it seems like part of her consciousness is still in the guy.
Yeah.
So it's weird. So I don't know. It almost seems like even though her body died, like her mind still exists in his mind.
Should be interesting to see where it goes because it's definitely weird.
Oh, yeah, and there's an ad for the dregs by the same team. Same writers.
Yep.
I like this. I can't remember what I gave it. Probably 4 out of 5.
It's weird that they compare it to The Fly. Well, I haven't seen Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, but The Fly's interesting because do you remember when they go into the machine, he gets merged with the fly? Well, in this case, he's merged
Twice.
with her, like somehow, and then she dies. I don't know. It's very strange. That's what it says on the back of it. It says, "Prepare yourself for the insane love child of the fly in Eternal
Oh, I was
Sunshine of
wondering
the
where
Spotless
that.
Mind." Jeff Lemire liked this a lot.
You go. Like it. It was an interesting concept, so I'm curious to
I
see where
just
they
don't know
go.
why anybody would want to even do this, though. Like, to pay for this. Like, I wonder what her motivation was. Like, she's seeing some kind of like financial motivation. And
You think
I'm
it was
just.
a fun, really, you think financial?
Yeah, I think that she's. This guy. That's how she gets him to say, "Hook me up to the machine." He's like, "You're looking at this all wrong. You need to put." He's like, "Oh,
Oh,
if."
yeah.
He
Yeah,
want he
it does
wants to
seem like
do
she
it
wants
if you
to
can
go into
afford it, but
business with him,
yeah,
yeah.
it's like let's make this accessible to everybody. That's where the money's at. Whereas he's like, let's make it available to the rich. And
Well, and he wants to make it just a medical thing, and she wants to make it like a commodity.
well, I think he's got medical incentives too. I mean, financial incentives, because there's some dialogue in there that indicates that.
Guess one could argue that everyone in the medical industry has some financial, all pharmaceutical companies have some financial interests
Yeah.
or motivations.
It's interesting how Black Mask is very politically and social conscious type stories. They had the Occupy whatever, and then the one about PETA, and I mean they're just all over the map in social political stuff. That's what they specialize in, I guess.
They do. Well, they're a bunch of punk rockers
Yeah.
fighting the good fight.
You know what's interesting is when Black Mass was first solicited, I remember it was very Steve Niles oriented. And I do not know if Steve Niles is still involved in this at all. I do not see his name anywhere.
Oh, in the yeah,
In the
I don't was he on the board or whatever?
Yeah, he was on the board. It launched with a bunch of names and he was on the board. Like, he didn't necessarily he put out that one book, I think it was Broken Moon, or I can't remember which one he put out. He only put out like one book from them, and but he was on their team of it was like from the creators of this to make a new indie publisher. And it's almost like he's dissociated with it now. Because everything that he's doing is coming out via IDW lately.
Can't remember my password again. Dang it.
Password for what?
Doesn't some site.
What are you logging into? Oh, for your son?
Yeah.
Man, the white dots are taking over.
I need to just get one of those password tools.
The white dots, he can't remember any of his passwords. You know,
I think I know it. I think I know it.
you can write down in a book like key phrases that are not related, but only you'll know what they are, right? But then you'd probably forget about those key phrases.
Yeah, then I'd be staring at a book with a bunch of cryptic notes and be like, "What
Like, what the fuck
the
is this? Get
hell
in the white dots area. Did you get
does
it?
this mean?" Well, yeah, I got it. I got it. Oof. I'll get there eventually.
What
I just
was
hate the
it?
sites that
What
lock
was it?
me
Was
up.
like a Bomer 123 or something like that?
It was Daryl can
Can suck it? No.
suck. Oh man, now I gotta change my password.
Oh shit.
Although, so shout out to Daryl Taylor
There you
for
go.
he enjoyed our I heard he enjoyed our hip hop discussion last episode, for anyone who missed it.
For me, that was classic because I thought you were gonna have this like really detailed list of things. Like I could get into that, I forgot about this, and then you're like,
Then in
"Oh,
1988,
I
I
knew about the Fat
discovered.
Boys." And then you only had one response. I was like, "What the fuck?" I got a kick out of that.
Anything to make Daryl happy. That's my motto.
So, what did you give this book?
I believe I gave it a 4 out of 5.
I did too. But it was towards the lower end for me.
I liked it. And I liked the main character. Well, the main character kind of looked like the guy in that doppelganger book.
I always look at the doppelganger cover and I think of it as like a Donald Trump profile. I don't know why I do,
It looks exactly, the covers look exactly like Donald Trump.
but
I think the same thing every time I see it. It's like, oh, here's the Donald Trump book.
I didn't care for the characters in this. Not yet, anyway. I didn't like the guy. I just think he's. I didn't understand him very well, even with his like backstory flashbacks of having this traumatic childhood.
And he didn't seem to be too bothered by the fact that he was, because it seemed like at the beginning they were kind of rushing to do this testing, and he was like, "We got to do it. Like, it doesn't matter. Let's just do it." So I think he definitely, well, and it might.
Well, all of that weird like research is based on your financial people that are giving you money to make money, right? And maybe he was forced into some kind of timeline like normal people are forced into to try to rush it.
Yeah, I mean, anything like that costs money, and the people
But
who give
there's
you money
there's
want
like
something.
no explanation of like this device they're hooking up to. Like it just looks like a some organic alien brain. Like why would I want to hook myself up to something that I know nothing about? Where did this thing come from?
I don't know.
Unless you are mentally ill, why would you hook yourself up to this thing? I wouldn't.
She wanted the experience. She was obviously
Something's
unhappy
wrong with
with
her.
her
I
life.
don't know if you noticed this panel, but let's see. There's one panel. I didn't know what they were trying to say, but it's showing her in her panties and bra, right? Do you see it? Where he's looking at his fat belly, like I look at it every morning in the mirror.
I'm looking. Is it near the beginning or
It's
the
towards the
end?
end.
And bra and panties, bra and panties.
It's where there's no words.
No words,
on the
just Brian.
on the
Oh
pages.
yeah, I see it. Brian
Do
panties.
you see that scar or whatever that is, like right by her crotch, like in her stomach area?
Yeah, she has something going on there.
Yeah, there's something going on there.
Don't know if it's incision or what it was,
It's hard to tell. It looks like
or
some
like
kind of
burn
weird
maybe.
scar.
Yeah, burn scar or something.
I didn't read the back matter in this one, did you?
I read the first one. The first one was really good. The second one so the first one is telling a story of a woman. I think it's a true story. Yeah, a true story of a woman in Mexico who she was pregnant, and she her previous pregnancy, I think, ended badly. Like, I don't think the baby was survived or stillborn. So this time she wanted to get the baby out, so she took a kitchen knife and got it out herself. The second story is talking about Junji Ito, who does what does she do? She does some of the she's a manga. She does the Japanese manga horror comics. So I think it's just talking about her, one of her characters.
This had like a manga-ish weirdness to it. I mean, at least I don't mean to stereotype manga, but it's got some weird biological sciences stuff
Yeah,
going
the
on.
mixture of the organic and the technological.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely something I could see in manga.
All right.
So this is interesting. I don't know where it's going to go from here, if it's just going to be a story of this guy who now has this woman in him.
Well,
But there's got to be more, like, with the device and the where that's going to go.
if Black Mask keeps its schedule, we might see the next issue in about 4 months
All right.
or
We will
five
know by
months.
the end of the decade.
Yeah.
Now the dregs finished though. They did it. I don't think that was delayed, was it? Too
I don't
much.
know. Most of them are not on time. I'll just say that.
I did notice that. Did you read the Back Matter in Oblivion song?
No, what was in that one?
It was just a letter from Kirkman, but he said that they've already completed 12 issues of Oblivion song.
Yeah. That's cool that, but he could afford to do that. He's got other sources. Do you know what I mean? A lot of creators can't afford to do that. A
I'm
lot of
sorry, what'd you
creator
say about Kirkman?
a
Oh,
lot
he's
of
rich.
a lot of yeah, that's why I just said he can afford to do that.
Yeah.
A lot of creators, they bust their ass to get that first issue out, and then they need to get some kind of compensation for it. They can't just start stacking them like he does. Do you know what I mean? Because that's a lot of freaking hours of time.
That's a lot of investment too, because
That's a lot
he's
of
got to pay
investment.
those artists.
Right. You got to be self wealthy in order to be able to do that.
Yeah, no normal person. No.
I could see if you're a normal person maybe doing two or three, but if you go beyond that, you're risking a huge loss or no compensation for a lot of work that you put into something.
Yeah, I wonder how he. Because, yeah, there's no way that he is telling the artist, here, I want you to do 12 issues, and then eventually it'll come out, and then you'll start getting paid. Because that. To do 12 issues, that's at least a year or more of work, probably more than a year of work for the artist, right?
Yeah.
And he can't work for a year for free, so he's got to be compensated for that work up, like up front. But yeah, but Kirkman presumably can afford it. At
So
least I hope he can with all those TV shows.
let's jump to another Black Mask book, Breathless.
All right, Breathless. Which one was this?
This was the asthmatic.
Oh, yes.
And the the alien
asthma theme.
the
So
alien
another.
hisser or whatever it is that they this one I could relate to though, because it's very like we talk about the political commentary on this one. It's about medicines and pharmaceuticals being outrageously expensive.
Yeah, so I was going to say, Black Mass, continuing the theme of pharmaceutical companies. I don't. Where is it? I don't have that book either. Son of a bitch. I'm going to sue myself for.
Take you to
I grab.
court.
Yeah, I grabbed the stack. I swear I grabbed the stack. Well, I grabbed something I didn't even read. God damn it. Okay, yes. I'm ready. I don't have the book, but I'm ready. I remember it, though. Yeah, it's a
Well,
woman who has asthma, and it opens with her going to the pharmacy and paying for her inhaler. And they're like, "Do you know what the copay on this is?" And she's like, "Yes, you ask me that every goddamn time. I know it's a lot, and it's my reality."
me and you talked about this, and it's freaking scary. And I'm not in a bad financial situation, but I can't imagine being in one and needing something you need to live, like an inhaler or some sort. I mean, inhalers are sort of inexpect. Those inhalers, I don't know which inhaler she has. She might have like a special one. But just your normal inhaler is not too expensive. But the ones that keep you off of an inhaler, like so you don't have to puff. In other words, they sort of treat your airway so it doesn't swell up. Because what it really is your airway swells up and then an inhaler loosens it. But if you take
Reduces
another thing like
inflammation.
some kind of oral steroid, what it does is it keeps the swelling out so you never have to use the inhaler. And those things are fucking expensive. I'm talking about $500. And the
Yeah.
reason I know is because I look at it. Like I look at my freaking bill and I don't have to pay all that with insurance, but if I didn't have insurance, that's ridiculous. And the thing that's scary, and it kind of brought when I was switching from going to the pharmacy because the insurance said we'll only cover your stuff through mail order. There was a couple days I tried to like wean myself off of it, and I've even told my doctor because this thing is so expensive, it's so fucking expensive, it scares me that I've been trying to wean myself off at least doing half of the dosages that I'm prescribed for
Yeah.
because it's so expensive. And
And how often is that?
I have to take two puffs a day, one in the morning and one at night. And what I've done is I've changed it to one in the morning. The only time I have to do it twice is when I get sick, like because I've already have problems.
Right.
But I try to get off of it, but it keeps me off the inhaler. But it's expensive, like $500. Oh my God. And I can't imagine like this lady. She says, you know, the industry's going into it's getting worse. It's going into this mode where before you had like a copay or whatever, and you knew you were going to do $30 or whatever your payment is. And the pharmacy stuff was sometimes pretty cheap unless it was a name brand, then you have to pay extra. But it was like $50 or less. But now that they're going to this like pay so much until you hit this maximum and then we'll start helping you, it's fucking a lot of money. So this deals with that in a very sci-fi adventure type manner. That's what this story's about. And one of the other interesting things is the writer is asthmatic and he does pay outrageous prices. And this guy I know because he's a big writer at Zenoscope. His name is Pat Shand, and he's one of their big writers at Zenoscope. I even think he's a partner over there.
Yeah, he
So
might be. He does a lot of stuff for them.
what I was thinking is maybe he wanted to write this story, and he knew it wasn't in the vein
Oh, a
of the
Zenoscope book.
Zenoscope book, because Zenoscope is really linked into, a lot of people give it shit, but it's really linked into its universe. Like, there's a lot of continuity. And the stories are good. I don't, usually people that complain about it don't read the stories. They just look at the covers, and then they say that's stereotypical tits and ass type book, but it's not. Boundless is tits and ass. I'll tell you right now. Boundless, I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to
You're not gonna fight
deny. I'm not going to fight
that
that. That's tits and ass. But Zenoscope is not. There's a lot of depth and continuity into their world. Pat
And
Shand writes a
I was
lot
gonna
of
say
it.
that they don't typically get too controversial. Although I think that what's his name, Raven Gregory, he did a couple that were like about drugs and stuff,
I think that was
drug
very personal.
addiction.
Yeah, Fly.
Yeah.
Where is Raven Gregory? Man, he used to be pretty prominent, and I haven't heard from him in forever.
I don't know. I assumed you're still doing the Zenoscope books.
I used to be friends with him on Facebook. He probably dropped me, but I wonder if he's doing anything.
I don't know. I'll look him up.
I'm looking him up to see if he's posted. Check out my book. I don't see anything recently. I know. I know he did some image stuff, and he did some Zenoscope stuff, and I've sort of liked what he's done. Fly was really good.
Apparently he's doing he's something.
Well, he personally suffered from depression and some other stuff
He's
too.
doing Revenge of Wonderland.
Okay, so he's still in Zenoscope.
Yeah, so he's still there. Maybe he took a break.
He does have like a tragic history. I don't remember exactly what it involves, but Fly, I think I remembered the back matter of Fly, and it was a very personal story, even though it was fiction.
Yeah, it was based on his own
It's very based on his own history, and that's where you learned a
experiences,
lot
yeah.
about it. Yeah, that was a deep story. I really liked it.
Yeah, and I've never read the whole thing. I don't even know if I have the whole thing. I'll find out.
He also did that book, I think, with Tyler Kirkman. I can't remember the title of it. God, it was popular at the time. Like, really popular. It was like one of those indie hits. And I can't think of the title of it.
Zenoscope?
Yeah. No, this was Image. I know, I should just go to my database and look. Let's see. Search. Not first appearance, that's where I'm usually at. I want to search for.
Something about a kiss. Kiss?
Title fields, issue fields, so we want to go to writer.
And there's two series of The Fall. I mean, a
Rare
fly.
Glory.
A fly.
Raven.
Don't think I have them all.
I have them all, so.
Wonder if I have the trade.
I buy a lot of Zenoscope. I'm almost all in. I
You
would
like
say.
the titties.
Damn it! You're gonna get me angry again. You stereotype shit. You know what's funny about the word stereotype? Because it's not a good word, right? You stereotype something.
Yes, you're judging it based on what you think rather than reality.
Yeah, it's not a good word. But I wrote a technical document, and I was writing how to read this diagram, and I said, "Oh, if you switch the stereotypes, you can go in the other direction." And somebody wrote and said, "Don't use that word." But stereotype is a UML word. It's a unified modeling language word, in which you take on, you could put it on a class or any type of object within UML to give it extra description. So, like, if you want something to demark, okay, I have, you might want to say, I want to have this guy on a Linux box, and this guy's on a Windows box, and this is on a Unix box. You can put it in a stereotype. But he wrote, it was one of my comments in the review. Take the word stereotype out of it because it's
That's
got meh.
funny.
So
That's funny.
I didn't take it out of it, but I said using the UML term stereotype, I explained it.
To put a asterisk. See UML standard.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Raven Gregory, Zenoscope, a lot of Wonderland stuff. He must be the Alice in Wonderland guy. He did some Charm stuff, which I do own. For Boom,
That's
he did some stuff in Cthulhu Tales. Course, we got The Fly and The Fly the Fall. The Gift, that's what I was thinking
Oh, the
of.
gift. Sure.
That's the one that I remember him putting him on the map, and then he's got a lot of Grim Fairy Tales work. So he along with Pat Shand is in very much engrossed into the Grim Fairy Tales. I don't see anything outside of Image and Grim Fairy Tales. I'm trying to look for something. Everything is with a G. He did a Grim Fairy Tales Godstorm, and that was really good. That was about the Greek gods in the contemporary world. That was really good. I dug the hell out of that.
Yeah, I never read that. I've never gotten too deep in. I for Zenoscope, I tend to stick to the more of the mini series than the ongoing.
You never get, they're all mini series though.
I mean, stuff outside of the ongoing world and
The
the standal,
continuity.
yeah, the outside of the continuity.
Yeah, I don't see anything outside of Grim Fairy Tales. I mean Zenoscope or Image. And I think The Gift was a reprint in the Image. I think original was like self-published.
I think I have the trade of
I
that.
actually talked to him at one convention, one of the early conventions, 'cause I liked his work.
That'd be good to talk to him. I don't see him. I don't know if I've seen him at a con before.
But anyway, we're talking about Breathless, which is Pat Shand, not Raven Gregory. I love how we get on these tangents. But
Yes, so there's the woman who has asthma. And she works at, she ironically works for a, is it a pharmaceutical company or a some kind of medical
it's some
company
kind of medical company, and that
or scientist company.
it's a cool world because there's a lot of cryptoids and stuff like Bigfoots and different
Yeah.
monsters that exist. And I guess this facility tries to medically dissect these creatures and find
Right,
out,
and learn about them.
learn about them and how they can help humanity. And they're dissecting a hisser, and the woman needs to grab her inhaler, and the
Which was
inhaler.
rare, was it was rare, right? Because this was like the first hisser they caught, I think.
Yeah, it was the first hisser they caught. She tries to grab her inhaler. She's having a bad asthma attack. And it's awful to have an asthma attack. I mean, you really feel constricted and you can't breathe. And the worst thing about it, and you'll see this in a lot of movies, like I think Jodie Foster had a movie, I can't remember, where her daughter was had asthma or somebody did. It was the one where they had to lock herself up in a room because somebody was robbing
No
them.
panic room.
Panic room.
Yeah.
It's an awful experience because you accelerate the danger of an asthma attack when you panic. Like you could literally knock yourself out because you
Right,
can't
if
breathe,
you're
you
short
can't
of
breathe,
breath.
and you panic. It's the worst thing. The best thing you could do is when you don't have an inhaler is to try to calm yourself. Like just
I do deep breaths.
take deep breaths, try to relax yourself. So you don't like pass out. Well, she goes to grab her inhaler, and the fucking thing that they just sold her has a freaking hole in the aerosol can. Like it is. There's
Defective.
nothing in it. She puffs it, and it's not
It's
there.
empty.
So she knows that she can't panic. Like she, as an asthma person, they tell you not to panic. So she calms down. She says, "I could get past this. I'm gonna get past this." She's already taken off her mask. She goes to cut open what I think is this alien's lungs or something, and
Something like that.
gas dissipates from the lungs, and she inhales it,
Inhales, man.
and now her asthma is cured. She's like, oh shit, I've never felt this good. Like, they want to put her in the hospital because of what happened, and she's like, you know what,
Like, I can breathe great.
I never felt this good in my life before. So that was very interesting. And her assistant is like a chatty Cathy doll, right? Like,
Yeah, she doesn't stop talking.
she's like, it's like she got, pulls her own string, and she just like constant. She's like blah 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 blah, and they portray her. She's kind of annoying, but she's a good assistant. Like, they work good together. And one of the first things she tweets is like, "Hey, I think we might have discovered the cure
Yeah, we
for
scared.
asthma." That was crazy.
She's like, I can't tell you who I work for, but
Yeah.
then the company gets pissed off because they're like, she didn't say the company name, but she uses her real name on Twitter and she has a
Yeah.
LinkedIn page,
And you can
and the
find
LinkedIn
out where she
page says
works.
where she works. So
And
they want to fire her.
then I like the thing, like, even when they're dissecting the hisser, they're having this conversation about like getting, she's obviously a lesbian.
Oh, yeah, she wants
And
to her to get hooked up with
from like
the
this girl that's in the
superhero.
SWAT squad that goes to get these aliens. Like, she's one of these SWAT team members that
Yeah, that
gathers these
collects the
aliens
bits.
for the company to dissect. And she's telling her about her sex life, like how great the sex was, and all kinds of stuff. It's crazy. But it gets crazier as one day she goes to work. They're both going to work together, and they realize the guard that's been there forever eating donuts and the bearded guy is not there, and he's been replaced by Polly from The Sopranos. Doesn't he look like Polly?
I don't have it with me, but
Polly
yeah, you're right.
Walnuts. He looks
Yeah, he
exact. He
did.
even has the white on the side of his hair. He looks like Polly Walnuts. And they go in, and they're kind of like, this is weird. There's nobody around. What's the hell's going
Oh, and
on?
there's no power in the building.
Yeah, there's no
They're like,
power.
oh man, the power went out again.
Nothing's working, and they find an alien just in there and kill has massacred everybody. And you had some interesting back matter there from Pat Shands about his asthma and how much things cost, and how this is trying not to be as political, but it is saying something in the background of this science fiction story. I liked it.
So did I.
I like this one more than Come On to Me, personally. This one I at least understood the motivations, and I found the characters more likable.
Yeah, there's definitely something this book had that was kind of light and come into me is the personal side. This one you really got to know the main character and even her sidekick.
Yeah, she was annoying. Like, if you ever watched the movie Thor, she was very much like the actress that was Jane Foster's assistant.
Yeah,
The
no
actor,
filter, just yap,
actress,
just
yeah,
yapping.
yapping. That's exactly how you portray her friend and coworker. They were gonna fire her, but she
Yeah,
defended
she
her.
wanted
You
to
said
keep her.
you can't defend her. I mean, he said, I'll make sure I get it under control. So the next book we read, I thought was fun. Infinity Eight.
Yes, Infinity the Eight from the Titan.
This is from Lion Forge.
Now,
The
Lionforge, it's their
this is
European
this is their magnetic.
imprint.
Well, it's their
Yeah.
magnetic line.
Is that the European one?
That is their European one. Jazz Maynard, and this one, and there's a couple. What was the one that we read that had to do with that banking and man, I'm getting old. I can't think of what it is. It's Ghost something, I think. Ghost
Oh,
Money?
Ghost Money.
Yeah, that's another one that's in there. The artwork in this is spectacular, and it's really weird because I didn't know the premise of this. One thing that's very special about reading some of these independents is I'm all in on Lion Forge, except for the kids line. They have the Cub book line. I don't buy those, but I like buy all the Magnetic Press. I buy all of the Catalyst Prime books on Lion Forge proper, and sometimes I'm really surprised because I don't know what the hell I just bought. And in this case, it was very surprising because I was like, when I was young, I would say middle school, maybe it was early high school, but I'd have to look at the year this came out. I watched the heavy metal cartoon on VHS, and I was blown away, not just because of the sci-fi aspect of it and all these crazy stories and stuff, but there was a lot of titties in that thing, man. They were all over the
Thought you were going to
place.
say not for the titties, but
There was a lot of sexual stuff, and I still have implanted in my head scenes from that movie because there's the one story I really liked was the taxi cab driver one, and then there was the main heavy metal girl one I liked at the end where they were making sacrifices. And then you had the science fiction one with that guy that gets superpowers. But this one reminded me very much of the vein of heavy metal. And I even tweeted about it. And the weird thing is, Keith Cunningham asked me what's the premise. And I was too lazy to come up with the premise on my own because it's very weird and it's very sexual. So I was like, when I want a good description of something, I go to mycomicshop.com and I just cut and pasted in
I
there
cut
what
and paste the
I
description.
cut and pasted what they said. And I literally told Keith this. I said, I'm just a little too lazy to summarize it right now, but this is what mycomicshop.com said. And they mentioned heavy metal too, and I thought it was so funny because that's the first thing that came to my mind when I read this. It was like I felt like a kid again, watching heavy metal for the first time.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty girl in sexy clothes who's fighting aliens in space.
Well, not only that, but she wants to fuck so she can have a baby.
That's
Like
her.
she, I mean, the
She's
whole
looking
story
for a
is bizarre because
sperm.
she's looking for sperm so she could have a kid. She knows she has a year off sabbatical, and she wants to get pregnant and ha and she's like. It opens up like, well, there's only 100 freaking males on this whole ship that's traveling to the Andromeda star system.
Yeah, so this is a on this ship there's oh, I think they said like almost a million, 88, almost a million people, and there's only like 2,000 humans.
Very Valerian, right? Like, except that Valerian was a stationary object. Maybe it actually moved later. But it
Yeah,
was
so it's
a
a
space
yeah, it's
station, but
a station that's flying with a million creatures from who knows how many? Oh, almost 257 alien races
yeah,
getting
very,
along.
very much reminded me of Valerian. But the thing that's just grossly nasty, I mean, it's just nasty, is she has this little like dart gun that she keeps tagging these aliens with, and it like tells them like what their hi medical history
Yeah,
is,
they
so
get their
she
medical history.
See if she can get impregnated by them. It's like she's tagging all these. I mean,
No,
there's
she just
this.
walks around shooting people.
But there's this grotesque looking thing. It looks like this ball of fucking slime. Like, it looks like the melting man. Like, it's been melted. And she tags it to see if it has, like, what she needs so she can have a kid. I mean, she doesn't even care if it comes out like a blob. She just wants to have a kid. She wants to get pregnant. It's so weird.
It is weird. Yeah, and a lot of the creatures are odd looking that she was tagging.
Yeah.
I like the bartender is a spider.
Yeah.
That's cool.
She tagged him too. He's like, "Well, why don't we have it? Why don't we have a kid?" Like, he's attracted to her, and she's like, "Yeah, I already know what your history is. I've tagged you before." But she is a badass. Like, she's part of
Yeah, and
the.
she works no, she works like security for the ship, right, or something like that.
Yeah, she's like almost lead security, the way
Yeah,
I
head of
get it.
security. And then she gets called to the bridge.
And that scrawny human dude wants to fuck her too.
He's like, I'm a human.
Yeah. And she
What is
says,
she
but you have alcoholism.
doing?
So the fact of the matter is, if that guy wasn't an alcoholic, they'd be banging.
Yep. Short, fat dude. Old dude.
Yeah.
So then she meets the at first she thinks that this dude is the captain, but then he's like, no, the captain's up there, and there's this like giant creature with a smiley face.
Yeah.
And you find out, so she's told the secret of the captain is that he comes from a race that's really old, and there's not that many of them left alive, but they have the ability to go back in time. How long? I can't remember how long. I might have wrote it down. Remember how far back in time can they go? Let's
I can't remember.
see what it says. But they can go back up to 8 times in a row. So if something bad happens, they can go back 8 times and try and redo it. Where does it say it? And so she finds out the reason that she's been brought to the bridge is they've come across this weird thing that wasn't on any of their maps or radars. It's almost like a graveyard, this giant graveyard that's as big as a, they say it's as big as a solar system or as big as a planet or something. I think as big as a solar system, but
Yeah,
all
that's
this
like
just,
ships and all kinds of
yeah,
stuff.
debris. So dead bodies and ships and parts of planets that have been destroyed, so it's just like this giant graveyard for the universe, and they want her to go out and investigate it.
And she goes out there, and they almost sent like a giant vulva. They go onto this one ship or something. And the guy radios her, the communication is really bad, but he's like, we had these bunch of alien race that just leave the ship. They just left. And she's like, she could barely hear what's going on. But they left the ship and they're like eating these dead bodies. They're like consuming dead, like that's the thing that to them it's a drug.
Yeah, they get high
So
off of it.
if they eat something that's dead, they get high. It's like they get stoned and they're all fucked up. And this one gets into that vulva or whatever you want to call it, and is attracted to her, and she's like, he's like trying to come on to her the whole time. And it seems like their motive now that they're all on drugs is to take over the ship and kill everybody on it and then get more drugged out. So now the ship that's headed to Andromeda might be in jeopardy because of the aliens that realized they're getting a high off of eating all these dead
Yeah, they're eating
corpses.
them, and they're like, "Wish we had this all the time." And they're like, "Well, you know, there are like 1 million people on our ship."
Yeah. I liked it. The art is fantastic too. It's beautiful.
Yeah, so this is done by, let's see, written by Louis Trondheim and Zepp, with art by Dominique Bertal. And the only one I know of those is Trondheim, because he does that dungeon comic that's been, I can't remember who published that, but it went on for many years. It was published in English.
I
But
never
yeah, I like
saw.
her. I like her art. It's very nice.
Was very fun. It was a good book to read between the Black Masks for me, just because it had a lighter tone. Sometimes it's good to mix things up a little bit.
Yeah, it's a fun sci-fi book with a cool main character.
So, did you read The Harcourt Legacy?
I did read Harcourt Legacy.
There's something about the way this
Action
book.
Labs.
What did you give Infinity 8, by the way?
Let me look. I'm guessing a 4 out of 5.
So you have in this particular one, you have a lot of trades to potentially get.
I know, I'm screwed.
Well, the Harcourt Legacy, when we first reviewed it, I gave it a 5 out of 5. And even though I wasn't too crazy about how things ended up with the Harcourt Legacy, I still give it a 5 out of 5 because it's just so well written. And the characters, I just like love how every character is written. Like every character has a purpose and they're used to their full capacity in this book. That's what I love about this book. I just think it, and then the art is not usually in my wheelhouse, but for this story, I love the art.
Yeah, I love the shit out of the art. It was great.
I think the art is fantastic for this type of book. It was just amazing.
Yeah, so this is a story of a family. Who, so it's a mother, father, and 2 kids, and the parents are having financial difficulties. They're always fighting about money, and they're going to the mother's mother, so the kid's grandmother's place. That, well, it's not actually her place; it's actually her brother's place. So it's their great, or
What would
their
that be? It's almost like your
great uncle.
great uncle, but
Yeah,
I've
so they're
never
going to their great
it's so
uncle's.
weird because I've never had like big relationships with great
With your
uncles.
great uncle, yeah.
Yeah.
But it seems like the great uncle never got married. He was just a single dude, and he was close to, well, he was really close to their grandmother, so. Because they, together, they, so their thing was they were into magic, and they wanted to discover the truth about magic. So over the years, they had amassed this giant collection of magical ephemera. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
So they have this huge collection because the two of them like were trying to discover the truth about magic. But when the story starts, they're going to this place because the great uncle is in a coma. He's been in a coma for a while. So he's in bed in his house, but he can't talk or anything. But just before they arrive, he wakes up. And he wakes up and says he's discovered the truth about magic. It's not about all the possessions they have, but there's it's something else. And then you get the oh,
They
and then at
get into that psychedelic scene where they're both smoking weed and listening to music and finding magic in the music, remember?
yeah, they're examining the music and like he's talking about how like in order to make this song, like think about like all the hours each of the musicians had to put into learning their instruments over time and all the life experience that came to produce and all of the decisions in life that had to happen to get to this point where we're able to listen to this song. And then also at the house are so the main character is the girl, the daughter. And her cousin is there because her cousin and his 2 parents. Well, it's her father, which is the mother's brother, and then his new hot young girlfriend or hot young wife are there. And the son is cool because, like, both the main girl and the son are kind of rebellious. Like, they have piercings, and the son is really into drums. He's a drummer.
Well, the son is the son of her brother.
Right, the
And
brother.
then so he's rebellious and into music, and then she's so they're cousins. But
Right.
her brother is very younger and he doesn't seem to be contaminated with the rebellious stuff yet.
No, he's still
He
an innocent
actually
child.
seems really logical though for a little kid. Like he understands that his parents are fighting and what's going on and like what he needs to do, you know, it's like I pretend to put my headsets on. I know what's going on. I'm not stupid. I walk into the room, they pretend that we're not fighting 'cause they're financially the their her uncle is very wealthy. Like he's a lawyer for the rich entertainment industry.
He's an entertainment lawyer.
Yeah, and the And that's why he's got the second wife or whatever that's really young and hot, because probably because of money. But she has a good head on her shoulders too. Like, her dialogue's written really well. Like,
Yeah, well, she
she's
says
not
she's
a
not in it for the
bitch.
money.
Yeah, she's not a bitch. You'd expect a character like that to be a bitch, but she's not. She's very logical. She is younger than him. They make a point to say that. But the son is like really intelligent. Like, I really dug how it, I just
He's
think
very
every
level. He's very, I don't know if he's intelligent, but he's very level-headed.
yeah, he's rational. He
Yeah, he's very rational.
he knows what's going on around him, and he's not naive.
He just, yeah, he's dealing with it and trying not to.
He knows his sister's doing well. I mean, doing what she does because of the situation. He thinks highly of his sister. They have a really good relationship because there's a period of time where she wants to even spend time with her grandmother and spend the summer there away from school, and they're gonna allow her to do it. And she tells the brother, "Are you gonna be okay?" And he says, "Yeah, I'll be fine. I understand what's going on." But God, the dialogue and stuff are just top notch. It's just written so
Yeah, it was
well.
very well written. So Brendan Cahill was the author. And the art by Jason Fetterhen. Fetterhen. But so as the story goes on, I'm totally with you in that I was hoping. So they set up this premise with this magic and this magic solution and this old guy, but then I don't feel they really delivered on that because it kind of went away from the magic at the end and became more of a, I don't know. The only problem I had with the story is I thought the ending was kind of a letdown. I mean, I understood it, but I was hoping for more, I guess.
It was like a happy ending wrap up with less magic than I anticipated.
Exactly.
But it was really interesting because the grandmother uses magic to send the rock star away because he wants to buy that mansion and all the artifacts in it. And she's like, she brings a candle with some mystic stuff, and she's like, "You're gonna leave tomorrow, and you're gonna get in your car, and you're gonna drive away, and then you're gonna fly back to London or wherever he's from." And he listens to that, and the girl grabs her cousin and says, "Hey, I'll let you wear this medallion I have from this band, or let you touch it or whatever, if you take me for a ride and let me drive." And she drives and intercepts the rock star and then uses magic through music to get him out of the spell and says, "You really need to buy this," because she wants to save her parents' marriage. And that's really how things
Right.
turn. Because she knows the grandmother is keeping her there because they have a secret facility. Because the uncle died, he had like this fit inside of this hidden corridor where they had this cupboard, and they open the cupboard and it leads downstairs, and he kind of passes out and dies. And I don't know how she got the body back up those stairs or whatever it was, but she tells everybody that he died, and this is where the mother and father feel really bad because they know they want to sell, and the grandmother doesn't want to sell, and she knows that her brother gave the little girl like his inheritance of magic, whatever that is, so she wants to keep her around. That's why she invites her to stay with her. But the whole thing is convincing the rock star to go buy that to save her parents' marriage, sort of. Who knows what'll
Yeah.
happen with the magic?
Yeah, that's what I couldn't tell that if the magic was that there is no real magic and that it's just the magic there's magic in life. But then the other thing I didn't understand is so the grandmother used this candle to put a to make this guy do what she wants him to do, but isn't that magic? Like, didn't they already have magic? So I'm confused.
I don't know.
Why does she want magic if she already has magic?
That's what I don't know. The magic she has, I think, is through the music, but I don't know how they tap into it. It's very bizarre. It doesn't really explain it, but it's still a really good story.
Yeah, definitely the characters were great in it.
That's why I decided to still give it a 5 out of 5, because as the whole story, it sucks you in into this world, and the dialogue for each character is written so well, and the art is just top notch for this story. So I gave it a 5 out of 5.
I gave it a 4 out of 5, but only for the ending.
I was tempted to do that, but I just, even though it ended on the note it did, I was pretty damn happy with it. Well, one of the
That's
last ones
fair.
that we jointly want to cover is Tinseltown number 1 from Alterna Press or Alterna Comics,
Yes,
which had a
Tinseltown.
wonderful price of $1.50.
Yes, from Eternal, Eternal, ugh. Not Eternal Comics, Eterna Comics.
Yeah.
There, but this is part of their newsprint run. Which, you know what? I don't know why I don't just get all of the. I should just get all of them.
I do. I'm all in.
I think I'm
The
gonna switch.
only one I don't go do is when they do trades, because they're so cheap at a discount and it's $1.50. So I just get every one of them. I don't know. It's such a diverse line too. Like, not everything's gonna hit me, but
Right,
I
but
haven't
some
read
things are.
everything. I haven't read anything that's horrible. In other words, yeah, the genre might not be bad, but the lowest rating I've ever given anything is a 3 out of 5, and I didn't hate it. You know,
Yeah.
I still enjoyed it for some stuff. So this one I really liked. But you have a Hollywood lady cop.
Yeah, basically that's it. All right, next book.
Next book, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a woman who her father was a cop and she's always wanted to be a cop, but the time that this story takes place, which is the, I don't know what year was it.
I know her dad was in early Hollywood. 1904, so it goes back to
Well,
early
that's when her, yeah,
Hollywood.
that's when her dad was a cop. Dang it.
I don't remember what year this is, but I would imagine this is when Hollywood started to break out and
It's in
become
the
huge.
30s or 40s or
We
something.
got sound and maybe some color in this time period.
Wow, I don't see a date. What
And
the
it's
heck?
interesting because it's just weird. This Universal Studios, let's just call it that. It's not that, it's something else. But it has its own mayor. It has its own police force. It's weird. It's like its own stu it, the studio has its own cityscape, if you will, or in politics and everything. And she thinks she's really interviewing for a cop position, but it's really not. I mean, it's like a security guard on a lot.
Right.
And she just has to make sure that tourists are okay and make sure she knows the map to point people to certain places and do some minimal police work.
Look pretty.
Yeah, look pretty. Like, even when the girl is in giving her job interview, the main cop lady, she's like, "Turn around. Let me see that ass. Oh, you need to take your skirt up just a little bit higher."
Yeah, so basically, and she also says, and so the woman's like, you know, this isn't really what I want. I want to be an actual cop. And she's been trying to be a cop, but none of the precincts are hiring women because once they have their token woman or two, then they're not going to they're not hiring anymore. But she says, you know, I actually do know the head guy at like whatever LA or whatever on the LA police force, so
After you
if
do
you,
your time for about a year, if I like you, I'll
yeah,
put you into the
I'll
police
suggest you,
force.
yeah. So the woman says fine, so she takes a job at this place, and she meets a couple of guys. She meets the, what was the ice cream vendor or something?
Well, that was her friend before. When she was a
Oh,
secretary,
that's right.
she knew
Yeah,
this guy. She knew the
that's
ice cream
right.
guy.
Yeah, so he got a job too.
Matter of fact, they're like, let's get together for drinks afterwards, you know.
And then it ends with there's a guy who's gonna kill himself. He's up on a tower, and everyone's like, "What are we gonna? What should we do? What should we do?" And she's standing there, and they're like, "Hey, aren't you gonna do something? You're a cop. You gotta handle this." So she's like, "Oh shit." I like this. I thought it was
The
a
art
good.
is really nice too.
Yeah, I really like the art. Who did the art? It was Henry Ponciano.
Yeah.
And it was weird, the back matter in this one was actually on the first page. Where
Yeah, it
the
is, but
author is talking about
it
his how he came up with the
and it
story.
was Universal Studios in 1915.
Oh, there you
It
go.
says Universal Studios is a pro-feminist organization. This is about his mom, inspired by his mom, I thought.
Yeah, his mom was a cop.
Yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
So did I.
So that's a lot of trades, man.
I'm gonna get the. I think I'm gonna switch to singles on that one.
That's a lot of trades.
I'm gonna single it up. I haven't seen any of the alternate trades for these.
No, I've seen the original ones that they're just releasing as a trade. Do you
Yeah.
know what I mean? I
Well,
haven't seen a collected edition yet.
yeah. I know they have. I don't know if any have come out yet. I know they solicited at least for something.
I do like the newsprint still though. Like it
It worked well for this book. It really worked well for this book.
I just think overall newsprint makes the line thinner. Like when they're on that glossy paper, it just obfuscates it, and it's more about the color to me, but when it's on newsprint, it's more about the art. I don't know why. It's just maybe it's psychological. But from
Probably.
my eyesight.
Little lady, you can arrest me anytime.
Well, that's true. I only have one other book. I mean, I read a ton of Cyber Force with Matt Hawkins and Sajic, and
Sure.
I just want to say that it was wonderful, like sci-fi, how the Cyber Force and the Aphrodite books combined, and then they led into a one-shot, which was Cyber Force or Aphrodite Cyber Force, which gave a whole chronological history of Cyber Force and Aphrodite, which was very
Oh, nice.
interesting
Yeah.
at the end of it. And man, it's really a deep sci-fi story, mostly about the end of the world, like trying to prevent it and having an algorithm that can determine your probabilities of the world not ending based on a certain outcome. And it leads to the Aphrodite Protocol, which is heavy into the Cyber Force realm and into, a matter of fact, there's this thing called Mother in the Aphrodite part, which is Aphrodite 9, that you learn that Mother is Velocity. So Velocity is the kid in the Cyber Force relaunch that becomes Mother in the future. And Mother actually destroyed a lot of humanity at the end of Cyber Force. But it's really good. I'd highly recommend it. Matter of fact, it led me to, did I forget to purchase it? I did, son of a bitch. Maybe I did purchase it. No, I did purchase it. I just placed a My Comic Shop order, my last one, because I've been going nuts. But I placed
Sure,
one
your last one.
right before Heroes Con. I said it's my last one before Heroes, which is I bought IX Generations, which is, it starts off with Sajic but ends up with a different artist. But it's Matt Hawkins, where it continues from the one shot. So I have to see where this goes. So really good. And then a Kickstarter I ordered. I guess the only time I order a Kickstarter is when I have to go in there and get something that I've already know about. So I don't usually go browse Kickstarter. I don't make it a habit of that. But I will browse Kickstarter when I know, like, I get the Palmiotti email saying we're doing this and the amount of co covers this, and or I get a Luke Foster one that says, "Hey, go check out my work." Then I will go into the comic section and poke around. And I think when I was in there for Luke's Spooky Town, I found this book called New and Improved, and it's a one shot. I mean, it's not a one shot. It's an ongoing story. A matter of fact, I hope they tell me when issue 2 is coming out. Written by Tara Flynn and Anthony Spey. And this reads like stuff that we just read this week, so it fit really well in. It is really good. It's like there's this organic C protein that they start putting into to almost every single medical product. And what it develops is immortality in everybody, but your inability to heal is one of your side effects. So the scene opens up, which is a crazy scene where this guy is like telling the guy sneezing, one of the skydivers, and he's like, the guy that's going to dive, do his first solo, is like, "You take this medicine, it'll help your cough almost immediately. It works for me, and I take this stuff regularly." And they jump off the plane, and it's his first solo skydive, and the chute doesn't open. So he freaking lands on the ground. And he's all smashed up, bones all broken. And this is like the first incident where they take him to the hospital and they're like, "How's this guy even freaking alive? Should we just unplug him?" And the family's there, "Yeah, let's unplug him." And then he wakes up and he's like, "Ah," screaming bloody murder. And that's when they sort of find out that the pharmaceuticals are jacked up, that nobody can die now, but he's in excruciating pain because he can't heal. So he can't get better. So every bone
How
that's
would
in his
that be the first
body.
time they realized it, though? They had to.
I think it's just like the first, every time you have your first case, like this guy started taking that drug way before it started to get put into every drug. So he was like the first case because he was taking this as just its natural product, like some sea protein that came from the ocean. And he
So
wasn't.
basically, they realize if you use it for a long time or whatever, eventually you'll.
Yeah,
For a certain amount of time after your first time you take it.
it's like a miracle drug to this kid, and he just started taking it. And now that they found out, they started putting it in aspirin, they started putting in ibuprofen, just everything, because it was a natural side effect that worked well. But they didn't really know until this guy that it had a
You'd live
ramification that
forever.
you can't heal though. So it makes the population real docile. Like people are real afraid to do anything, and they usually go every week to get pills and some food from the government, but they don't want to like drive cars, or they don't want to do stuff that could cause
Yeah,
them.
that is interesting because you can live forever, but you can't hurt yourself at all.
Right, because then you won't heal. Like you break a bone, you're gonna spend the rest of your life with that broken
So
bone.
if you like cut yourself, does that mean like you won't stop bleeding?
That's a possibility. It doesn't hinder your ability to heal. It slows it down dramatically. So I think you could die of blood loss pretty quick, because if you can't heal fast, you might just have a cut that just won't
Yeah,
seal
but
up.
they could, yeah, see, I mean, they could stitch it up or
Or
whatever.
cauterize it, right?
Yeah, or
They could
glue or
burn
something.
it.
You could probably just crazy glue it shut.
Yeah. So they could probably do certain things, but that's what the premise of this is, and it was a pretty crazy story. And one of these ladies has developed the ability to have the opposite going on. And I don't know how it's happened, but she's the mother of one daughter, and her daughter's kidnapped by the government. But she has the ability to heal like Wolverine. So if she gets cut, she can heal really fast. And there's like a small amount of people that have this inverted ability, and they don't know why.
Mutation,
And the government doesn't want that, whatever their drug is that they've created or whatever, to get out, because they want the people to still be docile. It's interesting. It's really cool.
Oh, they, yeah, that would be a plus for the Because everyone's behaving now.
Yeah.
Everyone's nice to one another, probably.
Yeah, I was re but this is a
Because
really
you don't.
cool story. One thing about doing a Kickstarter, and if they keep doing stuff, is they'll send you an email when the next one's out. So I'll
Have
be.
to pick up the trade of that one.
Yeah, if it's ever released. Sometimes with Kickstarters, that's how I decide whether to get one or not. It's a big choice, but if I think it's going to come out as a comic and I can get it through previews, I do
Right.
not get it. I do not support it.
Don't either.
My logic is somebody needs to support it when it's coming out through previews, right? Well, that will be me,
Yeah, it needs to be supported at the
and
retail
I
level.
can get it from my retailer at a discount, and I don't have to pay the shipping outrageous price that's usually associated with the Kickstarter. Plus, usually a Kickstarter at a minimum to get a printed book is $10.
Right.
So you're spending a lot for a single issue on a Kickstarter. So it really has to knock me on off my socks.
Right. Yeah, it either has to be something that I want to support because I want to support the creator specifically in and above just purchasing their stuff when it's released, or a discount. Because sometimes, usually not for the single issues, but sometimes the collections you can get at a reduced. Or in some cases, there's exclusives that, like, they may have a special Kickstarter version of a book that has additional content or whatever.
Well, I have to feel like I'm going to get my like some kind of value out of it, like an extra incentive or something. Something that's different
Right, or their add-on, like some kind of art
or a
reward or
yeah,
something.
or a sketch or something to that effect. You know, you'll get something personalized, and if it's somebody you like, then it's worth it. Like I just recently supported the second issue of that Golden Age one. Remember I reviewed it and I said it was like a murder mystery of Golden Age superheroes in a trailer park. Well, the second one came out and I ordered that one too because I absolutely loved it. And the thing I like about those guys is they're realists in my eyes because they're like, well, if I was sending this to an LCS, I would be charging you $3.99, right? So I'm just going to tack on shipping. So it's almost like you're pre-ordering their book even though it's not solicited for previews. I think that's fair.
So yeah, so they just sell it for what it's
Yeah,
going to sell
whatever
for.
their expenses, yeah. I like that paradigm because
Yeah, then.
Kickstarters could be really expensive if they don't do that. So I'm supporting the next issue of that because I absolutely loved the first issue. And when they send me an email for new and improved, and the art is really nice. Like, crap, if I could get this artist on the one of my books, I would be very ecstatic.
You're going to say the liquor.
I was gonna say the liquor. How did you know that? If I could
I
get
can
this
sense
artist
it.
on the
I can sense
liquor.
when people are talking about the liquor.
We're like a married couple, huh? You could like sense it.
Knew you were going to say that.
Well, that's my concept.
That's true. And the guesser is my concept. We stole each other's
No,
concepts.
no, no.
That's
I don't
true.
even think you've had an original outside everything you've stole from me.
That is completely
Except for
untrue.
your movie, I had nothing to do with that.
I have plenty of ideas like the liquor.
So, do you have any books that you want to, or Kickstarters you want to mention?
I do have one book, The Factory from
Oh, you know
Typhon
what?
Comics.
I did read that. You remember I told you I didn't buy it?
Yeah.
I had a press preview copy of that.
Ah,
So I was
nice.
able to read it.
Nice. This is another sci-fi dystopian future kind of book. And this is Titan through their Static Press, so their European comic line. And this is done by a creator known as Elgo. ELGO. And let me see, how does this one start off? To find my
I
notes.
didn't like the art in this book.
I liked the art. It's
I
very
did not.
grotesque.
Yeah, I didn't. It makes sense for the world that they're. This is like a Road Warrior type story. So if you look at like some of the Road Warrior characters that were in that family, or the Mad Max that just had the recent movie, they're usually deformed from like some sort of radioactive stuff or inbreeding.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird looking dudes. Oh yeah, so this starts with so in this world there's not much food, so it's kind of like a world that used to have food but now it doesn't because it's become mostly desert or something. And the story takes place at this place called the Factory, where they have precogs. And the story opens with a precog dot, and the precogs are like these weird babies that are kept in like these weird tubes or embryonic sacs or something. And it starts that where this precog is dying, and before he dies, he says he has a last vision, and he says like the pig, something about the pig is coming.
Yeah, the pig face or something is coming, yeah. Or be it was
Hey,
like a
man
war it
pig,
was like a
man
warn it
pig.
was like a warning.
Yeah,
It
he comes.
wasn't
You must
like
stop him.
you must stop him, yeah.
So they're like, and they're like, well, we don't know if we should actually be worried that a pig man is coming or if he was just dying and seeing stuff because he was dying. But then we meet this group of individuals who are crossing the land on a mission. I can't remember what they're on a mission for. What are they on a mission to find? Oh, they're going to the wizard. That's right. They've been cursed. And they're going to find this wizard who is going to cure them. And one of the guys in this party, I think there's four people in the party, and one of them has a pig head. So presumably this is the pig they're talking about.
Yeah.
And there's one funny part where the pig guy is talking to and the other dude. So there's two dudes in the party who can't talk. They just say gibberish.
Well, I think what's happening while they're going to the wizard is those guys are deteriorating. Like they're getting worse. And
Oh, as they go along, yeah.
yeah, and the two twins can't there's two twins and the two twins can't speak English. Like they don't even know what they're just
Yeah,
mumbling shit.
gibberish. And then the last dude, he looks kind of like a baby. But it was funny because the one guy is like, maybe the wizard can fix your deformed body and face. And he's like, I wasn't deformed, I was born this way. That's funny. So they're going along and they're starving, and they get to this one part. And, well, that was like later in the story, but they run into was it a monkey guy? Yeah, a monkey.
Yeah, but it looks like a real monkey. It doesn't look like some abomination. Looks like a
But
real monkey.
he's a talking
It's a
monkey though.
talking monkey.
And the monkey tells them that they're in luck because the trees in this area produce these sacks.
Those are disgusting, man. Those are fucking
These ball
disgusting
sacks.
trees. It looks like a set of nuts. And they like c cut open the testes and
Well, because it's right, they ripen,
yeah, they ripen and they fall out.
and the ball falls out. But then the ball is like this creature, and he's like, they're very nutritious when they're first born, so you have to eat them like right away
Yeah, before they spoil.
before they spoil. So then they eat this disgusting creature, and then they start having hallucinations.
Well, they start getting sick. I think they're like, "What did you feed us?" They're like,
Yeah, thrown up.
"I think they were contaminated. The monkey did something."
Yeah, they think the monkey's trying to kill them.
Yeah.
And then the other part of the story is back at the factory, The head guy at the factory is having this great feast of all this meat and foods, and apparently meat. And then they find out that an inspector is coming, and they're worried because eating meat is illegal, and a lot of stuff they're doing is illegal. Because I guess the purpose of the
What are you
factory.
blowing on?
Sorry,
Wait,
can you
what are
hear
you? What,
that?
yeah, what are you doing? You're going. You're talking, and then you're going. What are you doing?
I'm blowing something.
Why? Why?
I'll stop blowing.
No, I know, but what are you blowing for?
I
Is that how you like talk when you're in a
was.
roll? You have to blow between sentences or what?
No, there was some hair on my phone, so I was blowing the hair off my phone.
Some pubic hair.
Yes. Look, I'm a professional podcaster. I know when and when not to blow up my phone.
I know what you're talking about, Bill. I know what you're saying. Continue talking about the factory.
The factory.
What about the monkey?
So the monkey. I'm done talking about the factory. I enjoyed it. I like the factory. I give it, let me see. I give it a, I gave it 4 to 5.
Is that guy that's wandering around, do you think he's the inspector? The guy that looks normal.
Yeah, they show the inspector, yeah, coming to town, coming to the town. So it had a really almost like a, I don't know. Like maybe like the movie Brazil, because it was kind of had a similar feel with these weird creatures and the corruption and this inspector coming.
Oh, and people are starving.
Lots of stuff.
Like people in the that are
Yeah, the people in the world. What? Well,
not with the governor or whatever that guy's name is. They're really hungry. They're starving to death.
Yeah, because I think the purpose of the factory is to produce food for the people, but I think that they're only giving them like a small amount of the food they're supposed to be getting.
It's very much like Mad Max when the guy's on the top of the tower and he like releases the water and the people are like want the water so bad they like have little hats and stuff to gather water from and he like only opens it up every little bit. That's what they do with the food. They like give food out, but it's only during the small window. Take what you need. Well, he's eating so much, he's like full. He's like the guy from the Monty Python. I can't eat another bite. I cannot eat the mint.
Filling his face.
Yeah, he's like stuffing his face 24/7.
Well, he's like a king in olden times, right? Who
Yeah.
having giant feasts all the time while the people are starving.
Sure.
I liked it.
I liked it. I just didn't like the art, but I still gave it a 4 out of 5.
Gave it a 5 out of 5. I like the art. It was disgusting.
I think issue 2 already came out,
Rightly
so.
so.
Do you have issue 2 ordered or?
I don't. I don't.
'Cause usually these
Is it like a
static,
3 issue?
well, usually these static press are only like 2 or 3 issues. You know?
I know. I got to get it.
I like this much more than the beautiful what or whatever that was called.
Beautiful Death? I
Yeah.
like the Beautiful Death. They were walking around looking for stuff. I
Yeah.
love it.
So that was from Titan Comics, the static press line. And I continued reading World War X, which you didn't like, and I think that's really good.
I did not like it. I
Yeah.
only read the first issue, though. It was not good. So it gets better? Well, you liked the first
Well, I
issue.
like the first issue. So, do you want to talk any movies or TV?
Sure.
All right, I'll let you kick us off.
All right, I saw a movie in the theater. I think it was last weekend with my son, called Ready Player One.
Ah, I haven't seen that one.
Is. Oh, I just blew again. Dang it! I gotta stop blowing on stuff.
Why do you have hair all over the place?
There's hair everywhere. No, it's not all over the place. It's just if I see like one little hair, it bothers me.
Where did this hair come from? Why is it
It's cat.
here?
I think it's cat hair. Unless it's, unless my pubes have gone gray.
It's possible. I have found that I'm not getting any gray hair on my pubes, but everywhere else I have gray. I have
I'm the
gray on
same
my
way.
hair, I have gray on my beard, I have gray on my nose hairs. There's everywhere. Just gray. My pubes are still dark.
I'm getting some gray chest
I
hairs.
wonder if it. I don't have gray chest hairs, but I don't have a lot of hair in my
Don't
chest.
either. Don't either. I'm very smooth.
I have very weird spots where hair grows on my chest. I have a couple of patches, and that's it.
Got boob patches.
Yeah, like near my nipples.
By your male nipples. You need some hair by your man nipples to protect
Yeah,
them
to protect them.
from the chafing.
Gotta
It's useful.
be wary of the chafing. That's one thing you have to protect at cons because there's a lot of walking.
You don't want
You don't want
your
skin rubbing
nipples to
against
chafe.
skin.
You don't want your sensitive nips to be rubbing
Well,
against your
I've
shirt.
actually seen like runners that have to tape their nipples because they'll bleed. They
Oh
get
yeah,
so
for
bad
sure.
their
If you're
nipples are
bouncing.
bleeding.
Sometimes when I go to a con, I tape my nipples.
Do you really? Do you put like
No,
a
I'm going.
X?
It'd
Do you
be
use
fun
white
though.
tape or black tape?
I just use Band-Aids. Maybe I should upgrade myself. I should use duct tape.
Yeah, you can collect that girl in the Fifth Element. Just wear like those white bands of tape around you.
Yeah, then
Yeah,
I could cosplay.
there you go. And you won't chafe.
And I won't chafe.
Just make sure you put the tape in the right areas.
Be careful that it doesn't pull out my gray nipple hairs.
I wonder if it
This has
has.
been.
I wonder if it has anything to do with like sun light because I never have my like crotch
What?
out in the sun. That's why it's not getting gray.
Oh, you mean you?
Yeah, I wonder if having it in my
It could
pants the
be.
whole
Maybe I
time.
should wear a ha start wearing a hat.
No, but like you even exposed to sun if you go swimming like shirtless, right? It exposes your hair chest. So now you have gray hair. I wonder if I'm onto something.
This is true. You've discovered the cure
The cure for grayness.
to
You'll
gray
never have
hair.
to dye your hair ever if you don't let it hit the sunlight.
So you have to wear a hat all the time.
All the time.
Well, you,
That
yeah, it'd
might
have to be
cause
something.
baldness, but I don't know. I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, you'd have to wear a hat like even indoors, like kind like 24/7.
What did Ready Player One have to do with gray hair? I guess Steven Spielberg has the
Ready
gray
Player
hair.
One. Yes, because Steven Spielberg has gray hair.
He's got gray. He's
Exactly.
salt and peppery. Even his beard.
He is. I don't remember if there's any gray-haired people in this one. So Ready Player One is based on the book that I have not read. So I knew nothing going into this other than the trailer I saw. But it's basically about it's a world where everyone plays this online video game It's kind of like an online world, so a lot of interact. I mean, like very common or very similar to our common society where we're headed. A lot of interaction is done online in this world as instead of in the real world. And this world was created by this programmer who has since died. And he, before he died, he said that there was a game or a hidden challenge within the world where you had to find these three keys, and whoever found the three keys would get the company, basically. So you take over the company, ownership of the company that this guy had sole ownership of. So he's kind of like a Bill Gates type guy. And so when the movie starts, they're having a race because the first challenge is this race that no one's been able to win, because at the end of the race is Godzilla, or not Godzilla, King Kong, and he blocks you from finishing the race. So over time, over the 10 years or whatever it's been since this game is, this challenge has been in existence, no one's been able to solve even the first challenge to get the key. So the story is about this kid and some of his people he meets along the way and his friends who are trying to solve these challenges. It was good. It's good, and there's a lot of Easter eggs of other characters because in this game people take on different avatars, and obviously people take no known properties as avatars. So lots of battle scenes and stuff.
I didn't want to see it for some reason. I don't know why. But I already talked about what I saw last time, I think, because we talked about The Quiet Place. That was the last one I went to go see.
Cool. The only other thing I saw Jumanji, the new Jumanji
Oh, that's
movie.
fun. That's a fun movie. I liked it.
Yeah, that was a fun time. They did a good job. It was exactly what I was expecting and exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah, it's very lighthearted. There's not like a lot of depth to it, but it's just fun. It's just well
Fun
done
and
for being
exciting. Yeah, fun
fun.
and exciting.
It's got good action, good pacing.
Lots of comedy.
I wouldn't have went to go see that just because I've never seen a Jumanji film, but it was one of those things like my parents love to go to movies, unlike Barb's parents, but so every time I go to town, one of the things is, what movie do you want to go to? And that week there was like nothing, so I went to go see Jumanji with them, and I liked it.
I feel that they would have liked Jumanji as well.
Good movie. I did watch Atomic Blonde finally.
Don't remember if I saw that or not.
When this thing came out at the theaters, I wanted to see it so bad. I knew it was based on a comic book. I saw the commercials. I was like dying to see it. But now that I saw it, I was a little disappointed because, like, there's two movies that are out that are very similar. One of them was the which is the Black Widow one that just came out. I can't remember what it's called, the Russian spy, Red Sparrow. Red Sparrow, and then there was this one.
Oh yeah, that's real.
Very similar type movies, but man, I think plot-wise, Red Sparrow was much deeper. Action-wise, this Atomic Blonde was better if you're more into the action type sequences. But for me, Red Sparrow worked
Yeah.
so much better than Atomic Blonde. And I was kind of disappointed with it, actually, even though it has one of my favorite actresses in Atomic Blonde.
Which one? Who's in that?
It was either, isn't it Scarlett
Which one?
Johansson?
Was it Charlize or was
It
it
was Charlize. I get
Scarlett
them confused because I love them so much. It was Charlize Theron, I think.
Johansson? Okay. Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah, I would see it just, well, same reasons as you, because she's in it and because it was based on a comic book.
Yeah.
I'm
But
easy.
I preferred
Although I haven't seen it yet,
I'd be
so.
really curious when you watch
Red
that and
Sparrow.
when you watch Red Sparrow what you think. Because one of them is driven more by story, I think, and one of them's driven more by 80s pop culture and story. Like it's very musically
Okay.
80s. Like they'll it's like a it's watching like an action music video, if you will, Atomic Blonde.
Really?
Yeah. There's heavy 80s music influence in that. It deals with the Berlin Wall coming down.
Okay. That sounds good.
How the Russians are involved in it. Well,
I like the
I think
80s.
a lot of people loved it. I mean, the people that I in my circle, even in my work circle, says you gotta see Atomic Blonde. You gotta see Atomic Blonde. So when it finally came out on one of the movie channels, I was like, I gotta record this and watch it. But it wasn't as good as I guess my expectations were too high, and I compare it to Red Sparrow, which I like more.
Yeah, that was probably the problem.
Any TV?
Maybe I'll watch it first. Television wise, let me think. I'll have to think. You can go. I'll think.
Well, I caught up on Walking Dead. I'm caught up on Riverdale. Riverdale had a musical episode where they were doing a musical on Carrie. Stephen King's Carrie, so that was interesting. They had a death of a major Archie character too. Well, I guess not major, but maybe a B-lister.
Well, I forgot to mention in Ready Player One, one of the challenges, they have to go into the movie The Shining.
Oh, cool.
That was cool. I
Wonder
enjoyed
how
that.
they managed to do that, like
To get the rights for
license-wise,
it,
yeah,
yeah.
for everything. I wonder if that's like a freaking political nightmare, or if they can go to one place or one studio and say, "We want to use your properties. Can we pay this fee?" I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know who owns all that, but I also don't know if you're Steven Spielberg, you can probably do things that other people would not be able to do.
Sure.
I don't know.
I
I don't know
did.
much
I
for
did
TV.
watch the Ninjak versus the Valiant Universe thing that came out yesterday.
I need to watch that. Is that just one episode
Yeah, it's just one web
that's come out?
episode. I don't think it's on YouTube. I think you have to go to CBR or one of those comic book
Yeah,
type site.
comicbook.com or something.
Yeah, it was good for a web series. It's not great.
It's definitely. I haven't seen it, but they showed a couple of clips of the one panel, and it was definitely low budge.
Yeah, I was entertained, but it wasn't like I feel like I didn't hate it. Like some people are actually hating it, and it's like I don't hate it.
I think it depends what you're expecting to see.
Well, I expected to see a web series,
Yeah.
like they do a lot of those with DC properties, like some fan fiction where they say, okay, this is Robin in the future when Batman's dead, and I'll watch it, and I'm like, that's pretty cool. That's what this is. It's pretty cool to see the heroes in this event, but it's not the best. I enjoyed the comic book more actually, so I don't feel like the need to watch the rest of it.
Really?
I probably will. I probably will if I have the time and I see that it's out, but I'm not going to go actively circuit like when is it out? When's the next one out?
Is it
When's
out
the
yet?
next?
Is it out
Yeah, I'm not
yet?
like dying to see it, you know.
Refresh, refresh.
And I've already know the plot because the comic came out before it, so and I think the comic's better, so I don't know.
Interesting.
It's only 20 minutes.
I could take that. I guess I do have one thing I've been watching with my son is a series of unfortunate events on, which one's that on Netflix? I think it's on Netflix. Yeah, Netflix. Where they just released season two, so there's two seasons of it so far, and it's really good. They did a I never read the books, and I only recently saw the movie they made of it, but the TV show is far better than the movie, and they're doing a really good job with it. So I recommend that, especially if you have kids who are interested in it. Neil Patrick Harris plays the main bad guy, the main character Olaf, and they have this they have a baby, they have a baby in it who's really cute. And they did.
Olaf, I've heard that name twice this week.
Oh,
Well, I read some
it's a sign.
early block Black Hawk
Oh yeah, preparing for the movie.
quality comics, and Olaf is one of the main.
Isn't
He's
it?
the muscle bound Black Hawk. They're an interesting group, man. They it for 40s and 50s comics are pretty interesting. I started reading Black Condor too. It was very cool. I was really shocked at the art. It was like beautiful. Holy moly.
Interesting. I've never read any of that old Blackhawk stuff. Not that original.
Yeah, I'm getting into a quality mood. Pre-DC quality. So, remember I bought that quality magazine
Yeah, the
that
book, I have it too.
we were going over it. The
There's
ones that I'm
the
the
Bill
ones that
guy.
I'm shocked about is that GI Combat came out of there. I had no idea until
Oh, did
I, yeah. There's a lot of DC properties that
started there.
started there. I mean, that are not they're big. I can't name one other than Plastic Man. That's Plastic Man, GI Combat, and Black Hawk are probably the biggest
Most
properties
successful,
that came
yeah.
out of DC. And there's no GI Combat around. There's no Black Hawk other than Spielberg is going to be doing a film. I hope it's World War II, like in the vein of like Memphis Belle and stuff like that. I will be ecstatic for something like that. Like a bunch of fighter pilots that come off of Black Hawk Island to fight the Nazis. I'll be really cool to see. Anything else?
I don't think I have any other television or movie related stuff.
Not for me, other than I'm almost caught up on The Flash entirely. I watched the crossover event, really good.
I watched the first episode of it.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was cool to see all those characters like sitting in room to like talking,
Yeah.
like preparing for the wedding. I
That's
liked it.
what's cool about it is this wedding. It's just the convoluted soap opera how they introduced it. And then you have the same situation going on with Arrow and Felicity, so it's a interesting thing.
It's just there's one scene where they're all the women are sitting around on couches like in an apartment or whatever, just talking, and it's like, wow, it's all of the
Yeah.
characters just sitting around talking. It's fun.
It's got a very 70s Justice League of America vibe to it too. Like if you were in that era and you had those crossovers with the multiverse, I thought they did a good job of giving the same vibe to it.
Paying homage.
Yeah. And I'm really digging The Flash. This is the first series. I mean, usually The Flash isn't one of my favorites, but I really dig in the villain, the Thinker. You know, somebody that's not a speedster. I really am. It's really working for me. I can't wait to see where they go with it. But that's about it.
All right.
So you can, any food? Have you eaten any good food? Did you see how Nick liked the cow
Oh,
tails? What do you have to say
yes.
about that?
Hey, if you want to eat caramel that's been corrupted by some kind of fake creamy nonsense, then go ahead.
It's delicious. Are you going to Heroes, or have you said not this year?
I have yet to decide.
Ah.
I'm still on the fence. I would like to go. I always
We're
enjoy
already
it.
booked, so we're going for sure.
All right.
Keith is a no. Daryl's a yes. I think Campbell's a yes. Alan, I think, is going.
Oh.
Embats.
Embats.
Yeah.
Impossible.
I think there might be a few others. I know Luke Foster's gonna sell his wares there, I think.
Oh, forget it, then I'm not going. I cannot afford to take another week off work because of scurvy.
Yeah, it's the scurvy.
Wait, I guess maybe I bring some. Maybe if he
Maybe if
needs
you
to.
he needs to sell like SARS masks there to protect you from the
If he's wearing a SARS
scurvy.
mask and if he has hand sanitizer on his table that everyone can use to wash their hands after they interact with him.
Or touch his table. If you touch any of
True.
his
Lean
books, you're
against his table.
scurvied. Scurvy. You get the scurvy.
Scurvy. Scurvy you get if you
Scurvy,
go
the scurvy.
get scurvy if you go under his table.
I do want to talk about one other thing, Bill. It's awesome.
Ooh.
I love this show. It's called The Terror. It's on AMC. And speaking of the scurvy, it takes place like when they had ships and they were exploring the Arctic, the English. And oh man, it has stuff with like Eskimo-ish people and stuff, and this monster that's killing people. They
Ooh.
essentially went where the ships froze over the winter, so they could not navigate. And they were hoping in the summer the ships would melt and they would be able to sail again. But the dumb sea captain made such a dumbass decision to complete his mission, even though everybody told him not to, and they're stuck in the middle of nowhere. And oh man, it's really good. Like horror, it's really good horror and historical stuff.
Yeah,
It's
sounds good.
fantastic.
Have to check that
It's
out.
one of those things that appeared on. I wouldn't have watched it, Bill. It just happened to be our recorder, after Walking Dead, treated it as a 2-hour because they said Walking Dead presents the terror. It
Oh, so I thought it was Walking Dead.
our D our DVR recorded the first episode by accident because I thought it was going to be a 2-hour Walking Dead, and it
Yeah.
ended up being the Walking Dead plus the terror. And the only reason I watched it was because of Walking Dead. So it turned out to be like a gem by accident. Really cool.
So their marketing worked.
Yeah.
I like that they faked out your the DVR though.
The
That's
acting is so
smart.
good in there, man. I think it's in your wheelhouse. I really do.
Well, sounds like it. Sounds good.
All right. You can reach us at geekbrunchpodcast.com. You could send money to our Patreon at DBM00 on the Twitter machine, or at Mike Myers Brunch. Just send cash and we'll be happy.
Yes, we'll be able to pay for artists for our comics.
That's right. We will help us kickstart our comics. Help us get enough money so we can kickstart our comics. How about that? And Facebook is Geek Brunch Podcast, and I think that's about it. Emails Mike and Bill at comicbooknoise.com. And leave an iTunes review. We haven't gotten one since 2016, so get on that, God damn it.
Damn it. No one uses iTunes anymore.
Yeah. Well, leave us a damn review somewhere and then tell me where it is.
Yes.
There you go. All right, well, I'll talk to you later, Bill.
All right.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.